Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Clearview's 24-hour prayer vigil here on the Clearview Today Show with Dr. Abhinand Shah. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
And we just want to thank you guys for tuning in tonight. This is so exciting.
I know. We've never done a live show before.
This is like, there's like a an energy in the room.
It's something new. Yeah, it's definitely something we wanted to venture out. We've been talking about doing live shows for a long time because, you know, first and foremost, Clearview Today is a radio show.
Right.
It's a radio show first, podcast second, but we're sort of venturing into the world of live broadcast. What does that look like? How do you do it just with not only live radio broadcast, but also live streaming on the internet? It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of seeing other people do it. I want to do it too. You know what I mean? There's no reason we can't.
And whether you guys are watching live with us right now, which if you are, let us know that you're there. Whether you're listening and catching up later, we believe that God has brought you here for a reason tonight. We're excited about that.
Oh, amen. Amen. So welcome to the live stream. This is a really special time. We are here with our host. He is the host with the most. He's holy. He speaks slowly. He eats ravioli. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Dr. Abhinand Shah. Welcome to the show. So good to see you.
I don't know where you were going with that.
I was trying to think of things that. Right. So I had ravioli up top.
I was waiting for coast to coast.
Oh yeah, I should have done that. I knew he's holy. He speaks slowly. I was trying to get to he eats ravioli.
Start with the first one, not quite holy.
Well, it's good to
but
see
the desire
you.
To be.
That's right. Yeah, that's
the
right.
Desire to be. Because God says, "Be ye holy as I'm holy."
That's
so,
right.
Oh yeah, yeah. We have to desire.
That's right. That's right. And if you've never listened to the show, if you're coming to the live stream very, very first time tonight, I want to let you know Dr. Shah is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full time pastor, and the host of today's show. Dr. Shah, welcome to the stream.
Welcome to the stream.
Well, you're about to go for your tea. I didn't mean to cut you off.
And I want
to
commend John for coming up with the idea of doing this. And of course, Ryan and our team here, David and Nick and Adam's back there. And Melissa's up in the
office. Of course.
And there are others as well. All of them are somehow connected to this show. But sometime back, John, you talked to me about the possibility of doing something like this during our 24-hour prayer vigil. For those who may not know, we have a 24-hour prayer vigil three times a year.
That's right.
Right. We have one at the start of the year, one start of the summer, and then start of the school year.
Right.
So we kind of have prayerfully placed these at times when people need prayer as they're getting ready to start the year or start the summer or start the school year. And we saw people coming throughout the night.
Yes.
And coming to pray.
Yeah. There are people here right now praying.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole family.
Mom
and dad and children. They're all there praying.
I saw that walking past a couple of times tonight where there's a group of people sitting around the table and they're holding hands for the full 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I think it was really cool to see the families, but I also thought it was really cool. It's such a unique concept and I've not seen it done anywhere else. I think this is something that's unique to Clearview is that for 24 full hours, somebody is praying this church. You know that, and I mean, of course we have the sign up ahead of time, but you know, what's also fun is a lot of people just show up.
Yes. Yeah.
They're just like, I just want
to
pray.
Yeah. They don't know what they can commit to ahead of time based on work schedules or family stuff, but they're like, hey, I've got some time. Is it okay if I just swing by and pray?
Absolutely.
Absolutely you can.
100%. But we're both 100%. But you know, it's fun because we wanted to do something where it was like, there's some interaction. You know what I mean? Like at a certain point of the night, 2-3 o'clock, we go home. There's safety guys here. But we wanted something we want some interaction with the pastor where people could call in. And at first it was just, we're going to set up a phone number. You can call in. But then once this radio show got started, you know, this is something that's really been on our heart for a couple of years, where we were wanting to do something that was interactive in the prayer vigil. And so it kind of became this live stream. And that was what we wanted to do.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. We want people to call in, share with us. And again, we're going to be mindful of confidentiality. Make sure, you know, don't share name and all that. I think I'm sure John's going to talk about that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But be careful on those issues, a personal issue, or don't use this time to attack somebody.
Right.
That's not what prayer time is about.
100%.
It's really about going to the throne of God and saying, God, let your will be done on earth.
We're inviting you guys to join in. So you can call at any point, 252-582-5028. You can share those prayer requests with us, or even if you just have any encouragement. But yes, that is one of the things that we did want to say up top on the stream. Please don't call in with gossip. We don't want to hear it.
This is for...
We don't want to hear it. And all the chats are being monitored. We've got a couple of staff here. Adam's over there monitoring the chat on Facebook and on YouTube and on the website. So, you know, be civil.
Yeah. And when you call in, if you don't get us, maybe we're talking to someone else right when you call in. You know, we want you to still connect with us. You can drop it in the chat. We'll give you a call back. There's a voicemail as well where you can leave your contact information and we'll give you a call back in the next few minutes. But we want to be able to interact with you and create a time where we can just pause together.
That's right.
For just a couple hours tonight and just connect with God together.
And even if nobody calls in, guess what? You're still getting a 2-hour live stream. We've got tons of content ready for you. We got great conversations planned. Hopefully we'll be able to kind of get to everything. But if not, listen, there's always, like Dr. Shaw said, there's 3 of these every single year. Do you want to start us off just kind of opening up in prayer, Dr. Shaw?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this being 2025, January the 3rd, this is such an important time for us to pray that God will bless us in starting out this new year in our personal lives, in our family lives, in our marriages, with our children, with our grandchildren, family members, praying for our churches across this community, across our state, across our nation, across the world.
Yeah,
a lot of things are happening. And so we're going to need to pray for that. Pray for our nation. We're praying for our nation as well. As you know, this is the start of a new president coming in. So we're praying for God's wisdom, God's guidance on all those elected officials on the national level, of course, but also the state level, the county level, city level. We want to pray for all of those things. Pray for our world leaders, right?
Right.
Many of them do not know Christ, and we're praying that maybe somehow God will touch their hearts.
That's right.
So
that's right.
There's a lot to pray for. One thing we found with people is when you start praying, okay, at first you feel like, man, how am I going to fill a 30-minute time slot?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Lots of people, when you first talk about the prayer vigil, that's how we have people sign up, is a 30-minute time slot. So you sign up for a half hour. People are like, I can't pray for 30 minutes. I can barely pray for 3 minutes.
I know.
I promise you, when you sit down, we've sat down as a team, Dr. Shaw and the rest of us, we've crafted out a prayer guide just to help, you know, help suggest some things to fill the time. When you really start to think about the things to pray for, 30 minutes is not enough time.
No. That's true. I remember, and I didn't want to be the first person to say it, but I remember the very first time we ever pitched the 24-hour prayer vigil. I was like, they're going to be in a room praying for 30 minutes. And I was just thinking about even myself. I was like, how am I going to pray for 30 straight minutes? The prayer guide definitely helps, but it's one of those things that once you get into the discipline of it, you're right. It ends so quickly.
Yeah. Many of our volunteers who come to pray actually end up signing for two or three
slots.
Two or three slots.
Yep. You're right.
You know, they want to pray for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I can't get done.
Yeah.
I walked down earlier. So we were setting up for the live stream. I walked down. There were people in the sanctuary.
Yeah.
Because rooms just fill up.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's crazy. We always set up 2 or 3 rooms. They fill up.
That's right.
And I was like, ooh, I came down. I was being kind of loud, like trying to figure out stuff for the live stream. There's people in the sanctuary just sitting and praying.
Yeah.
Some people just come just for that. They want to go in there and pray at the altar or pray in the sanctuary.
Which is perfectly fine.
Yeah, we love
it. We are here. But let's pray. Without further ado, we're going to pray several times tonight. As you know, this is the live stream, not just to talk about prayer, but actually pray.
That's
so
right.
We're going to actually pray. So let's begin this time, but this will not be the only time that we'll be praying. So pray. Let's pray. Father, we come before you today, and we thank you, God, for just the freedom we have in this nation to even do something like this. There are people all across this world who do not have this freedom. Something like this would be immediately stopped, or there will be people arrested, or bad things would happen to them. But here, God, because of your hand upon this wonderful nation, we have the freedoms we do. So, God, we thank you for the United States of America. We thank you, God, for those men and women in uniform who give their lives, who spend their lives, sometimes even sacrifice their lives so that we could have the freedoms we do. We thank you that throughout the ages that so many have served this country so well so that we can be here. So God, we thank you for that. Thank you for the privilege that we have, the freedom we have to do this. And now, God, we pray for those who are listening and watching this live stream right now, those who are facing some very difficult times. There are people right now who are struggling in their hearts. There are things going on in their lives that are causing them to doubt whether or not, God, you hear their prayers. I pray right now, Lord, across this stream and all those who are in contact with this with the sound of my voice, God, that immediately you'd break that power and help them, Lord, to know that you hear them and that you are working in their lives. Let faith come in. We pray, God, that the faith in the living, true, triune God, faith in your promises in the Word, faith in the person of Jesus Christ, faith in the person of the Holy Spirit who ministers to us and causes us to look to you, to look to Christ, to glorify him. So God, we just pray for that spirit of faith in all those who are listening and watching. We pray now, Lord, for all those who may have a burden on their hearts. Lord, we pray that you would just send your peace upon us. Help us, Lord, to hang on to some promise in your word, to know that you will answer according to your will, in your timing. Sometimes we have to wait for your timing. Help us, Lord, to have that patience, to wait on your timing. There are those who need financial help, those who need physical healing in their life. God, we pray for that healing, your healing touch. You are the great physician. We pray, God, for your healing upon that life. We pray for relationships. We pray for marriages that are struggling. We pray for young people who are struggling in their personal life, whether it's with discouragement or depression or fear or doubt or struggling with a low self-esteem. God, we know that it's not about self-esteem. It's about finding our esteem in Christ. So I pray, God, for a redirection. We pray for churches all across this land. We pray, God, for a revival to come. We've seen that in times past. We pray for a mighty revival, an awakening to come in our land. God, we pray for pastors, the leaders of our churches, the men and women who serve you. We pray, God, on the staff. We pray for your hand upon them as well. God, we pray for our leaders. Pray for our president who is coming in. We pray, God, for your wisdom, for your guidance, for your protection. Lord, we pray for all those in elected office, whether it's in our nation's capital or our state capitals, our county, our city level. God, we pray for all of them. God, that number one, they will seek you and your will for their lives and then seek to please you as they serve this wonderful nation. God, we pray for world leaders. As we know, Lord, that this world is in turmoil right now all over, whether it's in Europe or Africa or Asia or South America or in Middle East. God, we know there's so much going on. We just pray, God, for your peace. And we know Christ is the answer. Jesus is still the answer today. We pray, God, for a mighty revival that would come across this world. And we pray, God, for the hearts of the leaders to be touched. We also pray, Lord, for those who are causing trouble, who are causing disruption and deaths across this land, this world. God, we pray that you would open their hearts. Let one of them get saved. Let one of them come to know Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior and be transformed and become an evangelist, a missionary, a pastor for you. God, we trust you, and we pray, Lord, this tonight as people call in, as we have this conversation, God, we just pray that your Holy Spirit would guide us, and we know that he would guide us to glorify Christ. We know that he would guide us according to the Word of God, the Bible. I know that he will guide us so that we would glorify you, Father. Put a smile on your face. Help us to do that tonight. Cleanse us from our sins. Cleanse us from anything in us that would get in the way and give the enemy an opportunity to creep in. So we pray, God, that you would drive him away from us, drive the enemy far from us, so that this time would be totally spent talking to you and talking about you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So exciting. And if you're just tuning in, welcome to the 24-hour prayer vigil here on the Clearview Today Show with Dr. Abadan Shah. We've got a great night planned for you guys. And make sure while this is happening, you can do a couple things. Make sure that you share this live stream now.
While it's happening.
Don't wait till tomorrow or after you watch it or after dinner or when you prop your feet up. Go ahead and share it now. Take the time. It's just a button. You can hit it right there. And don't stop at just sharing it to your page. Share it with someone specific. Someone that you know needs to be prayed for.
Yeah, that's right. We want you to share it, not just to get viewers here, but to get people prayed for. There may be things going on in your life that you feel like, hey, I can handle this. I'm going to pray for this. But there may be people in your life who are really, really, really struggling. I think we already got some people responding in the chat. Thank you for that. We're going to pray for all those here in just a little bit.
That's right.
But again, there might be someone in your life who needs to hear it. So don't just share it like, oh, wow, this is cool. Yes, of course, do that. But send it to someone specific. If every single person, I don't know how many people are watching right now. I don't know if there's a way to tell. But if there, let's just say there's 50 people right now and every single one of them sends it to someone who needs to hear the gospel of Christ or needs prayer. That's 100 people right there watching the live stream being prayed for, 100 people at one time.
That's right.
That's really awesome.
So good.
Hey, you got a verse of the day for us, my friend?
I have a verse of the day. Our verse of the day today is 2 Chronicles. 7:14.
Yep, I have it in front of me.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land.
I know that's one of your favorites.
That's my favorite. Yeah. But when he said 2 Chronicles, I was
you
like 7:14.
Exactly what it was. Yep, you knew.
I mean, that's a passage that, of course, given to the people of Israel, God's people specifically, but it can be applied to anyone who says, God, I want that healing in my life. Mm-hmm. I want that healing in my family. And of course, we're praying for that that to happen in America, the Second Chronicles 7:14 to happen to the United States.
That's right. 100%.
Right?
Speaking of the United States, I do want to say, and I probably will plug this a couple of times during the live stream, but 30 days of praying for America, daily devotions to heal our nations. I know for a fact that 2 Chronicles 7:14 was a huge, huge, huge inspiration, if not the cornerstone of this book. We're going to leave the link for this book. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it. It's part of a series, a 30-day devotional series. But we're going to leave that in the description of this live stream right now. I cannot recommend this book enough. It's not just because Dr. Shaw wrote it. It's because I've read it myself.
Yeah.
I've gone through 30 days of praying for America. And let me tell you, this book has made me fall back in love with this nation.
Yes. Yeah. It's an incredible devotional. It's unlike any devotional. We've said this on the show before, but it's unlike any devotional you'll pick up, because Dr. Shaw and Nicole, you've done an amazing job of taking an honest look at American history, not revising it as some people would try to do, not excluding things or highlighting certain things beyond what they deserve, but an honest look at American history and tracing God's hand on our nation throughout the years and how we can chart the course through prayer for our nation moving forward. It's unbelievable. I've read through it a couple times. It's a beautiful devotional for your spiritual life, for your love for this country. You need a copy.
And it's available for you right now. I don't want to get too far away from 2 Chronicles, and we're getting all the plugs up out of the way up front. We're going to move on here in a little bit, but I do want to plug one more thing. Speaking of 7:14, we have a song that is completely about that verse. It is centered around that verse called Seeking Revival. Ryan, I believe you sang lead on that.
I did.
I believe you sang lead on that.
I was honored to do that.
That was
that song is fire.
That is, I'm not going to lie to you, that is one of my favorite songs. It's not on the album that just came out. It's on the EP that came out, Together Forward, which also came out of another series that Dr. Shaw was doing that we are moving forward together in the wake of 2020. We were writing all those songs. But there's also a link to our music. You can go to it and you can be listening to it even while you're listening to the live stream on Spotify. But Seeking Revival, that is one of my favorite songs we have ever done.
Yeah.
Okay. So some people are putting in the chat. This is one that just came in.
Okay.
It's completely anonymous prayer request. I recently found out I am pregnant after trying for over three years. The same week, I also got very, very sick. I've been struggling to get well since. Please pray for me, my husband, and our unborn child.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, 1 John 5:14-15 says, now this is the confidence that we have in him.
Mm-hmm.
That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
Mm.
And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him.
Right. Mm.
Now, the Greek word, you know, I'm going to go to the Greek, for confidence is paresia. Paresia can be translated openness, confidence, boldness, frankness is the kind of spirit that we should have when we come to God in prayer.
Mm.
So, yeah, you know, we struggle. We're not always sure if we're praying according to God's will. Are we being selfish? I know we all struggle with that. But when you get down to praying, pray and say, pray the way that father prayed, whose son was sick.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to Jesus and he said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief.
That's right.
Right? Because Jesus said, you don't have the faith. He said, I believe, but help my unbelief. So
that's right.
Maybe begin your prayer with that. You know, I'm struggling, but Lord, help my unbelief.
That's right.
So I hope that helps you pray through this time, because as you are, you know, pregnant and you're praying, God, I really want to have this child. I really, really, but I'm struggling. I'm doubtful. Will this work out or not? Let's come with the faith you do have.
That's right.
And you don't have to have a mountain-sized faith. All you need is a mustard seed.
Mustard seed. That's all you need.
Right? So take that mustard seed and say, God, I trust you.
That's right.
And see what God will do.
100%. 100%.
Right? So let's pray. Let's pray a short prayer here.
Let's do it.
Father, we come before you. We pray for this person. We pray that you have given them the desires of their heart. But Lord, as this person is facing a sickness, they're struggling, Lord, I just pray that you would help her to feel better, to feel good. Pray for your loving, tender hand upon this little life
That
is already growing inside of her. And we know, Lord, that life comes from you. We know that every life is precious, especially the life of the unborn. We know, God, is also precious in your sight. We also, Lord, without trying to make it political, God, we know that our nation has lost its way, where people don't realize the power, the importance of protecting that little life, the life inside the womb. So God, we pray that as a nation, we would see that. But we pray especially for this little life, God, that you would guard and guide and help this child to grow. And God, I pray that through this family would glorify you and give you the glory when everything is said and done. Lord, when they hold that little baby in their hands, they'll give you the glory. We love you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That's so sweet.
Well, gentlemen, I do want to tell you, our first caller has called in.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling. You are on the Clearview Today Show. Could I get your first name and what state you're calling from?
Hey, guys, this is Mike from North Carolina.
Mike from North Carolina.
Yeah. How are you? Thank you for calling so in, good. Mike.
Live stream.
So good to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you all for doing this and taking the call.
Absolutely. Mike, are you on speaker right now?
I'm not, no.
Okay, the phone's up to your ear.
Is it down?
Yeah, you're just going a little bit in and out, but we can still hear you.
Okay, I might not have great service where I'm at, but okay, I just wanted to say, first off, thank y'all for doing this. I think people underestimate the power of prayer.
Amen.
And one thing I want to say to y'all, as y'all know, I reached out to y'all yesterday for kind of a specific prayer request.
Nice.
This morning, that everything, it couldn't have gone better. So,
Praise God.
I got from y'all, just from that alone, I think, just proved that what this is doing is impactful.
Right.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, thank you for supporting the show. Thank you so much for calling in. And is there anything specific that you'd feel comfortable with us praying for on the air?
Absolutely. I've got a couple of things, and it's all pretty much centered around healing right now.
Right.
So my mother-in-law, a couple of people, my mother-in-law spent Christmas in the hospital for about 2 weeks. She had some heart problems, some cardiac stuff. She actually coded, and they were able to bring her back. She went home a couple of days ago, and she's recovering at home, but still got a lot to recover on. And, I know a person I work with, his mother was just diagnosed with cancer. So they're working through that, trying to figure out that process. And my wife has a friend who has a teenage daughter, and she was just, started chemo, her first chemo today. She's got, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So she's a early young teenager. And so she just had her first treatment today on that. Just like to pray for them and for healing and comfort and for the families.
Definitely.
Well, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Do you want to let's pray now?
Yeah.
You want to do it?
Definitely. Sure. Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come to you in prayer. God, just thank you for this live stream, the way you're using it to bless people's lives. And I thank you for Mike and for his support of the show. And thank you for just blessing him and answering his requests. And God, we right now want to pray for his mother-in-law dealing with heart problems, recovering from her time in the hospital. God, just pray that you would heal her. I pray that you would help her continue to recover and recover faster than the doctors are saying that she will. I pray for his coworker who was just diagnosed with cancer. God, I pray that you would bring comfort, bring healing, work through the doctors to provide the best treatment possible and access to the best treatment possible. Be with their family. help them to draw close together, and most importantly, draw close to you during that time. And then his wife's coworker's daughter, and I pray that you would help her as she is dealing with her first round of treatment for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. God, I pray that you would strengthen her body as she has a long road ahead, as she has a battle ahead of her. I pray that you would encourage her family, and give Mike's wife the opportunity to speak into their life. And I pray that you'd be glorified in each one of these situations. God, I pray that you would heal miraculously in a way that baffles doctors and points people to the reminder that you are the great physician and you are the one who is the author of our destinies. We love you, and we thank you for the opportunity to bring these concerns before you in prayer. We ask all this in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Mike, thank you so much for calling to Cleveland. And listen, you've been a supporter of the show ever since day one. So yeah. I just want to say thank you so much for anybody who's ever listened to the show for a long time. And we say Mike S, who's a friend of the show. This is that person. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, thank y'all, man.
I'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate y'all. All right. And I'll see you in a bit.
All right. See you, my friend.
Take care.
That was nice.
That was good. Awesome.
That was good.
Our first call in.
Yes. First call.
Yeah. He's very cool.
My guess has been a long time friend of the show. I was very glad he called. You know, it's weird because, you know, you see these people all the time, and especially when they're members of your church, and you just have no idea. You have no frame of reference for, because every single person knows somebody else, and they know their wife, and they know their friends, mm-hmm. and people they work with, and everybody has something going on in their lives.
I think that's a good reminder for us that you never know what someone else is dealing with. You never know what someone else is struggling with. You know, they could be having a smile on their face but carrying the weight of the world mm-hmm. on their shoulders. Mm-hmm. Maybe they've just gotten the worst diagnosis of their life.
Yeah.
Maybe they just got terrible news from a loved one, and mm-hmm. we have no way to know that, but we know that we serve a God who does.
Yeah.
That's right.
We serve
that's
a God who sees us. We serve a God who knows us. And, you know, through opportunities like this, through the prayer vigil, through the live stream, we have the opportunity to enter into someone else's world for a brief moment, just like Mike shared with us, and join together in prayer. I mean, that's special.
That's
something
right.
that's important.
100%.
Yeah.
I want to try something kind of fun. If you guys are watching, because we're getting more and more viewers across Facebook and across YouTube, and I know there's going to be more who are going to watch come in later.
And we will keep praying. So don't,
100%.
Don't lose heart. We want to make sure we keep going, keep it live and that's exciting. Right. So, yeah, we're going to vary things, and I appreciate John doing that.
Oh, 100%, 100%. I want you guys, if you're watching, to drop some of your favorite verses on prayer, because we read 2 Chronicles earlier. I want you guys to drop some of your favorite verses on prayer in the chat, whether you're on YouTube, whether you're on Facebook, whether you're watching on the church website, and we're going to shout it out. We'll read it on the air, or you can always text those verses in 252-582-5028. That same number that you used to call in can receive your text messages, and we'll read it, and I think that number is on the screen as well, so you can be doing that. But yes, please, please, please text us in those verses.
Yes, absolutely.
We do have another prayer request, Dr. Shaw, another anonymous prayer request from the chat. It says, please be with my teen who is struggling with depression. The enemy is trying so hard to keep him under his grip. Please pray for light in this darkness. Pray that God will be so close to him and open his heart to take fear, anxiety, negativity, depression that's overwhelming him and replace it with the joy and peace and a love for Christ. Pray that he will take away people and things in his life that shouldn't be there, and that people will be placed in his life that will bring him closer to God. Pray for us as his parents to have strength and the stamina to be able to pray and lead him through better and brighter days. Thank you for going to the throne of grace of God on our behalf. Mm.
Before I pray, just want to share a couple of books. We're sharing books with you because we want this time not to end. Mm-hmm. At 9 o'clock. We want this to go on. We want this to be the beginning of a mighty movement of prayer across our community, of course, many churches, our state, our nation, our world, right? So we're talking about these books. We John and Ryan talked about the 30 days praying for our nation, mm-hmm. devotional. There's another book that I want to share with you since we're talking about praying for our teens. And this is not that book. This is a book called The Power of a Praying Husband. Mm-hmm. And it's by Stormy O'Martin. And by the way, she worked with, if I'm not wrong, she worked with, who's that? Who's that comedian?
Martin Short?
No. Who the other one?
Steve Martin.
Yes. Really? Yes. She worked with Steve Martin.
I didn't know that.
She was in the Hollywood world.
Huh.
And she came to know Christ, or she already knew Christ, and she realized her new calling. And so she has written a series of books on mm-hmm. the power of a praying husband, the power of a praying wife, the power of a praying parent. Mm-hmm. I believe it's parent. Mm-hmm. If I'm not wrong, I can look it up here. I would strongly recommend that book. Okay. If you are a parent, maybe you need to get this book and read it.
Yep.
Power and then pray. Parent. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's, it talks about, how to pray, and then it gives you a suggested prayer.
Right.
So this is my copy of The Power of a Praying Husband. I bought it on sale.
Yeah, $7.97.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
My goodness.
I had a number dyslexia there.
I bought this back in 2001.
Wow.
So I prayed for Nicole. But anyways, so The Power of a Praying Husband mm-hmm. is a praying parent would be a great one for parents to have.
Maybe we need to, what's her name? Stormy O'Martin?
Stormy O'Martin.
Maybe let's get her on the line. Tell her she's got her. She's yeah, needs to write it.
I mean, she may join in.
Yeah, I was going to say, what if we write it?
She even has a follow-up one, The Power of Praying for Your Adult Children. So yes. Oh, okay. Even after your kids have grown up and left the house.
It's a pretty long series that she has on the power of praying this,
Yeah, so, great resources. Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
Absolutely. Well, talking about our students, our teens, mm-hmm. It's very tragic what is happening to young people across our land.
Very true.
And whether it's social media that's causing that, whether it's the world that is causing that, that's whatever it is, it has gripped a lot of them. Mm. They're struggling. And I know, Ryan, you work, mm-hmm. you and your wife, Elizabeth, work with teens and students. Maybe you can address that a little bit and talk about, what it takes to help them through this. Right. We've had 4 children and one of them is still a teen, mm-hmm. Helping them navigate through these difficult times. And we're living in, I believe, the most difficult times.
Absolutely.
Life for them is harder than it was for us.
Yes.
We need to take away the idea that, just because you lived on a farm and had bologna sandwiches growing up, that life was hard for you.
Yeah, right.
You walked uphill both ways in the snow.
Oh, I'm so sick of hearing that. I don't know what to do.
Barefoot.
Yeah. It's harder because no longer is the world out there. It's here.
Yes.
Okay. So life has become harder for them. So instead of fussing at them, which is easy to do, or talking down about them, we have to help them.
Yes.
Ryan?
Absolutely.
Maybe you can share a few things on that.
I could not agree more. Your students don't want to be talked to, they want to be talked with.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
They want to have you to have a conversation with them. Dr. Shaw, you said it best. The world is no longer out there. When we were growing up, even John and I mean, we grew up kind of in technology, but a little bit before it took as firm a grip as it has now. When we came home from school stayed at school.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now the world exists in the palm of their hand. 24/7. It's always there, always updating them on the latest crisis, including the ones local to their friend group and the ones that are global. Mm. So they have this crushing weight of the world in the palm of their hand around the clock. And a lot of times what parents do during the teenage years is they take their hands off of the steering wheel and they say, well, I want you to develop into your own person. I don't want you to force. I don't want to force anything on you. Because if I force Jesus on you, you're going to resent the church. You're going to resent
force
God.
Jesus on them.
Yeah.
Yes. Please.
Do it.
Please.
Well,
we don't want to be mean. We're not saying shove it down their throat, but hey, listen, talk about Jesus. That's you are to mold and guide them.
I would even say at the end of the day, if you got to shove it down their throat, better to do that in this life than regret in the next.
What would you say to your 7th grade son who comes up to you and says, Mom, Dad, I don't want to wear deodorant anymore. I don't want to brush my teeth. I don't want to engage in any hygiene.
I just let them do what they want to do.
You're not going to brush their teeth. You're going to say, get up there in the bathroom, put on that deodorant, put on that Old Spice, brush your teeth, because otherwise you're going to stink to everyone around you.
And we're going to hear from the teacher.
Or also, exactly. Also, legitimately, yeah, that's good advice too. But also, what would you say if they were like, I don't want to go to school anymore. Yeah. I don't believe in any of that stuff.
Right.
I'm not going to school. I'm done. I'm done. You wouldn't be like, well, that's what you want.
Yeah. Knock on the door.
Right.
CPS.
Yeah, they got the truancy officers out looking for you.
We have said this before. Dr. Shaw, you have said it from the pulpit. It is okay to force your children to go to church.
Yes.
It is okay. In fact, it's good.
Yeah, I was going to say it's better than okay.
It is perfectly wonderful and good for their spiritual development to force them to go to church.
That's right.
It's a phase.
It's a phase they're going through that we all go through. I mean, believe it or not, I didn't attend church, not when I was at home, but after I came here mm-hmm. for a year and a half. And then God worked in my heart.
Right.
Train up a child in the way they should go, and right. they're old, they won't depart from it.
That's right. I think we have a caller coming in. Caller, right. caller, you are on the air.
Let's take it. And we'll come back to this.
Absolutely. Yes, we will. We will come back to your prayer. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Oh, wait, I got to do this right here. You're about to be on the air in 2 seconds. All right, you're on the air. Thank you for calling the Clearview Today Show.
All right. Yes, this is Danny.
Hey, Danny, how are you?
Nice to hear from you, Danny.
Hey, how's it going?
Going very well.
Going well.
This is John, Ryan, and Dr. Shaw.
Yeah, and Dr. Shaw, I know we recently over lunch talked about the problems going on at, best word, City Hall here in Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of bad things going on.
Right.
It's affecting a lot of employees.
Yes, sir.
Employees are leaving. I think it was last weekend we had an employee try to take his life because he just couldn't take the turmoil that's going on.
Right.
And, I know God is in control.
Yes.
But we need to pray for those folks.
Absolutely.
A lot of good city workers. And I spent 40 years working for the city, and I've never seen it as bad as it appears to be right now.
Wow.
And these folks work hard. They don't make the most money in the world, but they're dedicated people, and they're just getting abused. And it's just not fair for them. And we just, again, I know God will look out for them, and we just got to stand up for them and pray for them. And
absolutely.
Pray for them daily. And
absolutely.
That's right.
Which y'all would really pray hard for those folks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They need it back.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Thank you so much for calling in, Danny. We'll go ahead and pray for him right now. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We just want to thank you for Danny, for his heart, for calling in. We just want to pray for our city, God. We want to pray for our town. We know that you are in control. We know that there are decisions that are sometimes made that we can't see how this is beneficial. We can't see that it's ever going to be beneficial. At the same time, God, you are completely in control. And we know that all things work together for good for those who love you. So we just want to pray for our town. We want to pray for wisdom, first and foremost. We want to pray for guidance. We want to pray that your spirit would be so full in this town and in our community, God, even in surrounding towns and neighboring towns, that even from a little church right here in the center of Henderson, God, we would see a motion of the Holy Spirit. We would see you move and we would see you work. And that not only that we would see it, but that everybody would see it, that it would become so obvious in Henderson, North Carolina, that the Spirit of God is moving and working and bringing about a revival, God. We just pray that you would just bless this town, that you would cover this town in your grace. And those godly leaders who maybe haven't risen up yet, God, that you would raise them up. Those godly leaders who would even partner with us here at Clearview Church, who would see your name lifted high in the public square. God, it used to be that was the case, but we've seen more and more and more as time goes on. It's so much harder to see your name. It's so much harder to see your son's name glorified. And so we just want to pray that the name of Jesus would be all over Henderson, North Carolina. It would be over all of the surrounding counties. It would be all over North Carolina. And eventually, God, it would spread all over the South. Eventually, it would spread all over the Northeast. Eventually, it would spread all over this nation that Jesus Christ is working and moving and bringing us back to you. Mm. We thank you again for this live stream. We thank you for Danny and for his heart, for his concern. We love you. We pray that you would bless him and his family. We love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Danny, thank you for calling, my friend.
Thank you all.
Goodbye. Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Have a great night.
You as well.
You too.
Wow. What a blessing.
Yeah.
What awesome. A blessing. That was really, really cool.
And that's what is needed in our community. Mm-hmm. That's what is needed in every community in our nation, where people begin to pray and pray for our leaders, pray that God will grip their heart, will change lives. Mm-hmm. And as you just prayed, John, that God will raise up people who have his heart.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And to be the salt and the light of this world.
That's right.
Yeah. Great job.
Ryan,
great prayer, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. You guys as well. I was going to say, Ryan, did you want to pray for our anonymous prayer request earlier? I hate to move on and forget
about
her.
Absolutely.
I've got it right here if you want.
Yeah.
You can take it right
definitely.
There.
All right. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, right now we want to come before you on behalf of this parent who's lifting up their child, their student who's struggling with feelings of depression, feelings of isolation, God, just feeling attacked. We pray for protection. We pray for light. We pray for your truth to break through those lies because we know that they are lies. Mm. And God, we pray that your comfort, your peace, your healing would enter into that student's life, their mind, their heart. You would remind them that they were created by you on purpose, for a purpose, and that you have called them to a greater purpose than this. They're meant for more than just existing day to day. They are meant to be living on mission with you. And God, I pray that you would give this parent wisdom as they walk side by side alongside their student through this journey. I pray that you would give them wisdom to know when to speak and when to listen. And I pray that you would create meaningful conversations that direct this student back to the truth of who they are in your eyes, because you are their creator. You are the only one who gets to determine their value, their worth. Mm. And God, I pray that you would remind them of that. Bless the parents as they lead. And I pray that you would bring alongside other adults who can speak into the student's life, who can draw their attention back to who they are in you. We love you. And we ask all this in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We got some people getting kind of talkative in the chat. We got a lot of, we're struggling to keep up with the chat, but we did have one from Joyce D from North Carolina. What do you think the D stands for?
Ooh, diagram.
Joyce Diagram Joyce said, I did a women's study. I did a women's study
she's a grammarian.
I did a women's study on power of praying wife back in about 1995.
Yeah. Yes.
I was 3 years old.
Yeah.
I don't want to make Joyce Diagram feel bad, but I was 3 years old when you did that study. But she said it really changed a lot for us.
Wow. Nicole did that. Mm-hmm. She prayed for me. She had a journal. She took the model prayers and then she typed them out. This is back in 1990s. I want to say the early 2000s. When she typed them out and then she would pray for me. Mm-hmm. Off those prayers.
Wow.
That's about 22, 23 years ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah, she still has a journal. It's like a folder.
Kept it all these years?
Yeah, she still has it, and she prayed with it several times. Mm-hmm.
That's
she
awesome.
She wanted me to do the same thing for her. I said, I'm just going to pray from the book.
Right.
I didn't do the journal. But I did the book. So it's a great book.
That's awesome.
Very cool.
We also do have people commenting their verses. Do you want to read some of these verses? I want to dive into the doctrine of prayer, but just so that these verses don't get lost, we had a KB from North Carolina. What do you think the B stands for?
Man, you put me on the spot with these initials. B stands for Brinkley.
Brinkley. I thought you said like Bentley.
I was gonna say she's driving like a little red sports car. Chevy Chase up and down the road.
Right.
KB said it's Hebrews 6:19. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters the presence behind the veil. That's poetic.
Beautiful. Wow.
Yes. I mean, I'm pretty sure Paul wrote it, but whoever wrote that, they were on it. They were on fire.
By the way, just to say a word, because that anchor triggered in my head. The Anchor of Hope Ministry,
yes,
right,
that's
have
right
here, mm-hmm. And this is a ministry that touches lives. They give out blankets. Mm-hmm. They pray over the blankets. Nothing magical there, but it's a power of prayer that is passed down to the people who are struggling. My own mother, when she was very, very sick, the Anchor of Hope Ministry sent a blanket that had been prayed over by the women. And they're not just from Clearview. They're from all over. Mm-hmm. They come together, pray, and then they give out these blankets. Mm-hmm. And many times they also help out monetarily as they're able to.
And they send it all the way to India to your mom?
All the way to India.
Wow. Yeah.
And so I was able to give that to my mom. And then when she did pass away, I had it draped over the coffin.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So the Anchor of Hope Ministry is pretty powerful.
Fantastic ministry.
I love that we're talking about it because it's a ministry based in prayer.
Yes, it is. Prayer is the foundation of the Anchor of Hope Ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love it.
We had another one from Christy M left a comment. Christy M.
Madagascar?
Yeah, Madagascar. Christy Madagascar, yeah. Romans 8. Look, it's Romans 8. She didn't include 28, but Romans 8, 26, 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought. Boy, if I ever related to a scripture,
man,
that's it.
That's real.
But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
That's right.
Well, that's awesome. A powerful thing.
It is.
Let me share another book that I think hopefully our listeners will appreciate that. And mm-hmm. here's a book that I came across years and years ago. I would say maybe 25 years ago. It's called Prayer, Asking and Receiving by John R. Rice. Okay. And at first I was like, oh, I don't know about this book. I started reading the book.
Mm-hmm.
I started because somebody recommended that to me. Said, you need to read this book. It will grow your prayer life, your faith life, like no other book.
Mm.
This became my favorite book, and it still is.
It's tore apart.
I mean, you can tell there's a reason why, because mm-hmm. I have marked it, underlined it. And in this, what I love about John R. Rice is that when he tells you to pray, he says, stop qualifying and saying, God, if it's your will, God, I'm not quite sure. He said, just pray.
Mm-hmm.
As a child coming to the Father to pray, pray. Mm-hmm. I mean, your kids, when they come to you, right? You mm-hmm. have two kids,
mm-hmm.
John. They don't come and say, Dad, now, if you are able to.
Yeah. If it pleases you, oh, Father.
Yeah.
if it's in your divine will, Father, yes. May I please have a strawberry yogurt?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's just yogurt.
Eat yummy.
Yeah, a lot of eat yummy.
So, you know, you just pray. And that's what... prayer is. Prayer is not just a time for you to just talk to God.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time for you to ask God and receive from God.
Right.
That's right.
And praying in the Spirit is so important mm-hmm. because it's not just that you are alone trying your best to get God's attention, but the Holy Spirit of God who is with you because you have Christ in your life, when He takes over and begins to pray through you and talk to God, that's the ultimate prayer.
That's right.
That's what that
right.
verse is about.
That's right.
That's right.
100%.
So when we are weak, He prays for us.
Mm-hmm.
He takes up our mm-hmm. prayer.
I love that.
Good book. Greatly recommend Prayer, Asking and Receiving by John R. Rice.
Yeah. We've got another. There's another prayer request here.
This dude has the coolest first name I've ever seen. I've never seen that before. What? Payne W.
Oh,
you see that one?
Yeah.
Oh, we got another prayer request or another scripture?
Prayer request.
Oh, okay.
There's an anonymous prayer request.
Well, do you want to do that one first?
Sure.
Let's do it.
So this is an anonymous prayer request. It says, please pray for my 93-year-old father. Mm. He recently had a small mass discovered at the head of his pancreas, and we're waiting for an appointment with Duke. Mm. He also found out his PSA is up to 46, and he has an appointment on Thursday with a urologist. Please pray for God's will to be done.
Thank you for catching that, because I almost scrolled right past that.
Yeah, because we have a lot of prayers coming in.
They're coming in quick.
A lot of prayers coming in. So we definitely appreciate this. You know, parents are very special to
us. That's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
They, you know, we all have struggles with our parents. You know, we go through times where you doubt whether your parents are, you know, they did the best they could with you.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they're your parents.
That's right.
So whether your parents were great or they were not, you still are to love them and do the best you can to honor them. You may not always obey them, but you honor them.
That's right.
And I see this person right here is praying for their father who is going through a difficult time.
Yeah. And it says a lot about the way that he raised you. You know, you're texting into this and into this live stream because you know that this prayer works, that prayer is powerful.
Right.
That's right. Dr. Shaw, you want to pray for his?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Let's pray.
Let's do
Father,
it.
We pray for this gentleman who is facing a difficult time in his life, especially with this mass that has been discovered and then also struggling with some numbers that are not quite good. I just pray, Lord, that you would have your healing hand upon him. Pray, Lord, that you would touch his life. And if he doesn't know Christ, again, I'm assuming that, but Lord, I feel like he does. But if he doesn't, I pray that he will come to know Jesus Christ very soon. Also pray, Lord, for the whole family, that this difficult time will draw people together. I pray that they will unite with one another as they go through these difficult times. So we love you, Lord. We thank you because you are our Heavenly Father. You love us. You are perfect. You're good to us. But we also thank you for our earthly fathers, Lord, who've done the best they can.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for your blessing upon them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. The comments are really going crazy. I'm gonna read three more verses, and then I really want to move on. I want to talk doctrine.
Yeah.
So Payne W.
Yeah.
That's a really cool name. Payne W. What do you think? What do you think W stands for?
Walker.
Payne Walker.
No, that sounds bad. That sounds terrible.
Yeah. It's like he's walking.
I got you.
That's
how about Payne Wario? Or Pain Waluigi. Pain Waluigi. It's just Luke 1:37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Amen. I love it.
You know who told, who said that?
Who's that?
The angel himself.
That's right. Mm. That's right. That's
because they were doubting the coming of the baby. And he said, with God,
nothing
is ever.
So and that is the heart of prayer.
Yep. And I love that it's not nothing is impossible. Nothing is has ever been. Nothing shall be impossible.
It means
God is going to keep doing amazing
things.
That's
right. Thank you for sharing that. That's powerful.
It is. Natasha T. from North Carolina.
Triangle.
I was going to say Natasha Tater Tot.
Tater Tot.
Which one? Good too. Natasha Tater Tot. Now to him. I'm sorry. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. And then Julia Grapefruit.
Oh, I was going to say Julia Gulia.
Julia who?
Julia Gulia.
I like Julia Gulia. It's kind of spooky. Hashtag too spooky for me. Jeremiah 29:11. It says, she didn't put it, but I'll get it right there.
For I know the thoughts I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you a future and a hope.
Yes.
David actually put it in there. Thank you for doing that, David.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah,
it's one of the favorite verses of people because it's a good verse for the new year. Now, one thing you need to be mindful of in that passage, because that was a prophecy or a promise given to God's people, the Jewish people who were living in exile in Babylon.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they were living in exile in Babylon and they were crying about their homeland. They were missing their homeland. They didn't want to do anything there. They just sat down.
Right.
By the rivers of Babylon, right? Like the song goes, by the rivers of Babylon. We just sat down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We hung up our instruments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so God told them, plant yourself there. Okay. Marry.
That's right.
And give your children in marriage and take your children, take wives for your sons and give your sons as husbands to others. Plant crops, build homes. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what God told them.
Right.
So the promise was keep living your life, flourish, bloom where you're planted.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. Maybe that's the word for a lot of folks who are listening tonight. And are watching. Bloom where you're planted.
That's right.
God do something where you are. Don't look at your exile as, man, I want to just get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be that God's going to give you a future and a hope?
Yeah, absolutely.
But you have to bloom where you're planted.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My wife just texted me and wanted us to let everybody know that if you are interested in that power of a praying husband, wife, parent, they're in our resource room.
Yes.
We have them. I did not know that. I would have said that earlier if I thought about that.
Nicole, my wife, who runs the resource room, she made sure that entire series is in there.
So yes, that book is in there.
Yeah.
Also got another anonymous prayer request. Please pray for my son who seems to have food poisoning or possibly the norovirus. Have not heard of norovirus before. And then another, we can hit these two in one. I have a friend who is struggling more and more each and every day to fight for her happiness and peace. Her soul is tired, heavy and broken. Please pray for my mother who has trigeminal neuralgia and is in constant pain. Mm-hmm. We are also awaiting an appointment for the neurologist.
That's a tough condition where you're just dealing with constant chronic pain.
It's bad.
That's hard.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine that. Mm-hmm. Ryan, you want to take that one?
Yeah, absolutely.
You want to just do the buzz in one?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being a God who sees us and a God who hears us and knows the desires and the concerns of our hearts. And God, we just want to lift up these prayer requests to you. This parent whose son is struggling with either food poisoning or possibly a stomach bug. God, we just pray that you would bring healing, immediate healing, quick healing. Pray for the family as they're offering care to the son during this time. I'm going to pray for this person who wrote in that has a friend who's struggling with finding her happiness, finding peace, who has a very heavy, tired soul. God, I pray that you would bring comfort to her, bring joy back into her life, bring light back into her life. Help this friend to have opportunities to speak into her life and draw her attention back to who you are and who you've called her to be. I pray also for this person's mother who's dealing with a chronic pain. I pray that you would give the doctors answers, give them a quick treatment plan. And I pray that you would bring healing in that situation as well and bring comfort that can only come from you. We love you and we ask all this in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right.
Amen.
I want to talk doctrine of prayer, Dr. Shah, because this is something that we had kind of planned to do on the live stream.
Mm-hmm.
We want to just talk about the actual doctrine. So it's kind of funny because on the one hand, praying and prayer is simple. Mm-hmm. It's you talk to God. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, there's so much complexity and gravity because you are talking to God himself. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's one of those things. It's that cool horizon of mystery, and yet it's a very present simplicity as well.
Right.
And I just patented that right there. That's actually cool. That sounds like that should be an album or something.
The horizon of
mystery. Yeah, I got it.
Was that a secret word?
No, it was not a secret word.
Okay, there's a secret word today.
I don't think we have a city secret.
For those of you who don't know, itching.
Listen to Clearview Today's show. It's on the radio. It's on the Truth Network. It's all over North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia. We have a daily radio show. You need to listen to it. Yes. Or you can listen to our podcast as well.
Yes, it'll be on the podcast. And
YouTube.
And YouTube, yes. It's all over the place. It's on our Facebook page. But yeah, listen to our daily show. We have those secret words. Talking about the doctrine of prayer, one of the things you said in one of your messages that I really, really, really loved, and I think it really has changed how I see prayer, is that our praying is not just a conversation. It is that, but it also reflects our understanding of God's providence. You know, I think that really hit me hard when you said that.
Yeah. Before I suggest a book, and again, this is a time not just to pray, but also educate ourselves to keep praying after these 2 hours are done. God's providential control is comprehensive, it's detailed, it's capable, it's loving, and it's best. Did I cover all the adjectives?
I love it.
I think so. Yeah.
I mean, God's providential, what is providence? It means God is in control. It means God knows everything and he is in control. There's not a single thing that happens that is out of God's control. God doesn't say, oh, I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
Right.
He is in control. At the same time, people act freely within God's overall will. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
God's will is there, but in that will, just like when you keep your children inside a playpen, right? Okay, you're keeping them in the playpen, but in the playpen they can do crazy things. Mm-hmm. Like one time we came home and not going to mention which one took off their diaper.
Oh, come on.
Ever happened?
Ron? Yes. Oh, absolutely. Oh, I have one child in mind that quickly figured out how to take a diaper off, and that was difficult to keep a diaper on.
Is that child old enough to be embarrassed if you reveal it?
100%.
Oh, no.
But that's exactly how people, how God has set up this arrangement, which is, we are in God's will. He is in control. At the same time, he's given us that free will.
Right.
Right? That sometimes we do take off our diaper and do crazy things. But God works in us to bring us in partnership with his will, and he uses prayer as a major means. Okay? So God works in us to bring us in partnership. So God is working in our lives,
right,
in the lives of people around us, in this world, right, in eternity. God is working, but he wants to use us. He wants to partner with us. And prayer is the way that we partner.
Yes, that's true. And I think it's so interesting because it's not just, it's personal, but it's also communal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like when we come together and pray, one of the things we do, and we're actually going to be doing this in a day or so, is our congregational prayer.
Yeah.
Coming together at the front of the altar. I've not seen this done in a whole lot of churches. I don't think I've ever seen it done other than when we started doing it here at Clearview Church. But basically it's exactly what it sounds like. There's a part where in the service, everything kind of stops. The congregation itself comes down, and we used to do it for big, big, big things. And then I remember Dr. Shaw was like, what would happen if we just started doing this once a month?
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that was a huge, huge blessing, but it's exactly what you just said. He's us bringing the church, individuals and corporate church, into partnership with himself.
Right. With God.
Yeah.
That changes the way we see prayer. Prayer often falls into that category of like the Christian to-do list. Like, I've got to make sure that I pray today. Otherwise God's going to be mad at me. But when we understand like we're talking about the doctrine behind prayer, the theology of prayer, partnering with God to accomplish his will. I mean, that's huge. That makes prayer a privilege.
Yeah,
that's right. Preaching is me as a pastor communicating with a person or persons.
Right.
Prayer is us or me communicating with God. Okay. Now, when I'm talking to you, I'm just talking to you. But if the president of the United States were to walk in here, I mean, it will change the dynamics of the conversation.
Yeah, right? You're right.
That's how it should be when we think about prayer. So when God is including us in his providence to work with him, to cooperate with him, man, that's a privilege.
100%.
Of the highest kind, right? And providence, prayer, and everything else are ultimately connected to our salvation through Jesus Christ.
That's right.
So if tonight you do not know Christ as your Savior, that's probably the, no, forget probably. That is the most important thing you could
do. Right. That's 100%, right. 100%.
Come to know Christ as your Savior. I mean, if this is a shock to you, if you don't understand what I'm saying, search. Mm. And you know, seek and you will find.
Let's just say there's someone listening to this, even if they listen to it weeks and weeks from now. Let's say there's someone listening to this and they've never accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. Let's say they've just never made that choice. Maybe they've never even heard.
Right.
They've never heard the gospel before. Mm. What would you say to that person listening right now?
Man, it's very simple. We're all sinners, mm-hmm. right? Right. Admit that you are a sinner. It's ABC. Admit that you are a sinner mm-hmm. and believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son who came, died for your sins, for my sins, for the sins of the entire human race, was buried. But on the third day, he rose again as promised, as prophesied, and confess him, mm-hmm. right? Which means it's not just enough to say, hey, I'm a sinner, God forgive me, but now confess him as your Savior and as your King. Why mm-hmm. is that important? Means he needs to be your Savior. Means right. you're saying, Jesus, you died on the cross, I believe that you died for me.
That's right.
But he's also your King, which means I'm going to follow you the rest of my life as you help me. Mm-hmm. Right? That's what it means to be saved. That's what it means to follow Jesus Christ. And so, our heart's desire is that not only will people pray, but also they will pray knowing Christ as their Savior.
Right.
That's the real goal.
100%.
Yeah.
Got a couple of more verses from Mary Lee G. I love that.
Mary Lee G.
Mary Lee. Well, she gave her last name, but I'm trying to protect her anonymity over here.
We're trying to protect everybody.
What do you think the G stands for? Mary Lee G.
Mary Lee.
It's got to go good with Mary Lee.
Geronimo?
Mary Lee Geronimo says, Philippians 4:6-7, present your request to God with thanksgiving, and the peace of God will guard your heart and mind.
That verse.
I do, too. Good. I do, too. I have another one from Brandon M., 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
Wow, what a beautiful thing. You know, when we go through ups and downs in lives, when our hearts are broken, when we think this is going to happen and then it doesn't happen, or a broken relationship or a broken hope, you know, those are the moments that we are to rejoice. Mm-hmm. You know, I know some people personally who have been through some tough times in 2024, but they are still rejoicing. They That's still right. believe that God is good.
Yes.
I think there's a great question that people, nobody has submitted this question, but I think if there's people out there who maybe they would feel nervous too, but I think it's on their minds, is that if we're praying, and let's say what you're saying is 100% right, because it is. People will say, I'm going through this tough time. Are you telling me that if I had prayed, or if I did pray, I could change God's mind? You know, I could, that the will of God, it would actually, you know what I'm saying? There are people who, I think even Christians, who are like, does my prayer actually make a difference?
Mm. I have a book for you. Now, this was a book very tough to get through. This is a scholarly book. So I do have books that are very easy to read, like John R. Rice, Stormy Martin, our book, Nicole and I wrote the book, 30 Days of Praying for America, very easy to read. But then there are books that are tough to read. Now, if you really want to work through these details, it's called Providence and Prayer, How Does God Work in the World, by Terence Teason. What he does, and again, he's a scholar, and he wrote this book back in 2000, he looks at 10 models of providence and prayer. And some of those are completely unbiblical, like the semi-deist model
right.
or the process model or the openness theology model. And then there are the church dominion, the redemptive intervention model, the Molinist model, the Thomist, the Bartian, the Calvinist, the fatalist model. So these are different models. And you have to find the one that is the most biblically balanced mm-hmm. one.
That's right. That's right.
And so for those of you who are really interested in getting into this, I recommend this book.
Definitely.
If you want a short answer to what John just asked about, I have to believe that God is sovereign.
Yes.
God is in control. There's nothing that happens. Not even a sparrow falls to the ground without his knowledge. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not even, you know, a hair comes off that God doesn't renumber.
That's right.
You've put it this way on the show before, because people have always been asking that. Can I actually change God's mind? You've said that his overall plan is always intact.
Right. Yeah.
Nothing is ever going to change that. But he allows in his wisdom for his immediate plan, just like he did with Abraham. He allows for variation in his immediate plan that, right. that will never touch that overall plan of salvation.
Right. Because he's allowing us to partner with him. Mm-hmm. And he knows already when we partner with him that we will mess up. We'll mess things up. Just like the kids, when they were young, they would like they would try to help me in the yard. It was more of a headache.
Help me, daddy, help.
I'm in that right now where it's like, okay, thank you. It's like, daddy, I help. And he pulls something down that just comes falling off the wall.
Fix this. Yeah, right. But even through that, there are memories made.
Yeah.
There are lessons learned. And just know that all that is part of how we will spend eternity. So this is not just God just going along with it. It's like, I'm going to clean up this mess anyway. So yeah, let's let you partner with me. No, he's doing that to help shape us for the life that never ends.
Yeah, great point.
That's the new heavens, new earth. End times prophecy. It's coming up.
Yeah, right. It's coming.
Right here at Clearview.
I do want to talk about that end times, or just mention it for a few more minutes. But I think someone very special to you has just entered
noticed.
The chat. Yes. Mr. John P. What do you think the P stands for, man?
Platypus.
John Platypus. He's a student of yours.
Yes, he is.
He didn't give a prayer request or anything, but he just said, hey, amen, love you guys, praying for you and for your ministry. I figured we want to shout him out, John.
That's awesome.
I know he's a great guy. When he saw me at Starbucks a couple of years ago, he didn't know who he was going to see. He was with another friend of ours, Stu.
Mr. Stu Epperson.
Yes, right, the head of
the Truth Network.
Owner of the Truth Network. And it's kind of funny. He saw me, and Stu was telling him about me and about us.
Yeah.
And he walks in like, I know him.
Yeah,
that's my professor. Yeah, nuclear. He was in your class. He was taking your class at the moment, right?
Yes, I think it was New Testament introduction.
That's really cool. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yes, thank you, John P. We also have one from Caesar. What do you think?
I mean, Caesar salad is right there.
Oh, yes, Caesar salad. Hello, and thank you for having this podcast and praying. I am a true testament of the power of prayer as our Lord Jesus Christ blessed me with his love during my health journey. Mm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you for writing in.
A lot of people.
And you know what? I think I could say that too, that I'm a testament. And I think it takes a lot of faith to be able to say that, but also it's one of the most humbling things is that I'm a testament of the power of prayer.
Yeah.
Yes. That, you know, I'm really just a testament of, I'm talking about me personally, of just God's grace. Mm-hmm. You know, when I think about all the, what I actually deserve, I just saw another one come in, but, when I think about what I actually deserve versus what Jesus gave me through his blood, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I'm a testament to the grace of God.
That's right.
You know, I was just listening to reading what Caesar said, you know, any moment our life could be taken away.
Yes.
That's right.
You know, our heart can stop beating, our brain waves can flatline, accident, whatever can happen, and we could be called home. And so for what he said here, that is so powerful, mm-hmm. that he is a testament of the power of prayer. It means God's people coming together and praying. There is power in that prayer. Mm-hmm. There's something that God has given to us as human beings and said, here's the key. Here's the key to get to me.
That's right.
Talk to me. Ask me what you want. Many times we don't.
Yeah.
And so thank you for that testimony. Thank you for sharing that. And for those of you who are listening, who are watching, whether live or later on, I hope you will realize there's power in prayer.
There was a conversation that you had when this was years and years ago, but it changed the way I thought about prayer. I know I say that a lot, but this really did. You were talking to one of the students in our Converge class. I won't say who it was, but she needed a car. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I remember you being like, well, have you prayed for a car? And she was like, well, I feel kind of weird praying for a car. And it was in that moment. It was one of those things that nobody ever says, but everybody sort of understands. Like, it wasn't like, it seems like an obvious thing that she's like, well, yeah, I'm kind of embarrassed that I said that, but I just feel weird praying for a car. And I think everyone was like, yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
I feel weird asking God for a car. I feel weird asking God for money.
Yeah.
I feel weird asking God for these things that I need.
Right.
And yet I still need them.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Why is that?
Yeah.
It's an old problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even Jesus talked to the listeners or the multitude, and he told them, you know, what kind of a father is there if your son asks you for bread that you will give him a stone?
Mm-hmm.
If he asks you for a fish and you will give him a scorpion? So you being evil, mm-hmm. know how to give good gifts. How much more your Heavenly Father?
That's right.
Will give you the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Amen. Now, so is it just the Holy? Oh, is it the Holy Spirit, not a car? No, that's the ultimate gift that you need.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's the gift of the Holy Spirit in your life. So everything else is included.
That's right. Mm. That's right.
So, but don't walk out there and say, God, give me a Ferrari so I can get to school on time.
Probably ain't going. Yeah, he's gonna be like, no, yeah.
No, you don't need a Ferrari for that.
That's right.
But if you were competing in, I don't know, some what do they have? Not NASCAR. But,
The Formula One.
Formula One stuff. Hey, maybe he'll give you that.
If
that's the level on which he will glorify him, maybe he'll do that.
That's right.
But you know,
the beautiful thing, you said this before, Dr. Shaw, the beautiful thing about prayer is that when we pray for the desires of our hearts, God changes our heart to match his heart mm-hmm. so that the things that we pray for are the things that God wants to give us.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
God's will for us is what we would pray for if we had the sense to ask for it.
That's right.
That's it. That's it. The heart.
I love it. David W. from right here in this room, I should say, sent in.
Not far away at all.
Psalm 81 verses 10 through 12.
But wait. What does W stand for?
Oh, that's right. What does the W stand for? We also didn't
Wampus.
Give us David Wampus. Yeah.
Wampus.
David yep. Wampus Caddy. Psalm 81. Hold on one second. Oh, it didn't
Wampus
work.
Wampus Caddy.
Well, I was going to do one that said, oh, here we go. David Wampus.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Psalm 81. Womp, womp. 10 through 12. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it.
Mm-hmm,
wow. That's a God right. promise. I love it. Oh, go ahead. Were you about to say something?
No.
I was just going to say, before we go any further, I do want to read this really quick. I want to let you guys know that tonight's live stream is sponsored by none other than Mighty Muscadine, king of the superfoods and proud producer of high quality health boosting Muscadine products. Mighty Muscadine specializes in 100% pure Muscadine grape juice packed with antioxidants, polyphenols and vitamins that support your immune system and overall well-being. Their unique grapes grown right here in beautiful North Carolina, believe it or not, are known for their superior and taste and exceptional health benefits. So you can visit Mighty Muscadine's website. It's not just juice, by the way. They got all sorts of health products. You can visit their website right now to explore their full range of products. That's mightymuscadine.com. In fact, we're going to leave a link in the chat. If you would, Adam, if you would throw that link in the chat for Facebook and YouTube. And don't forget, you can use our special promo code today, TODAY, at checkout for a 10% discount on your order. Every single penny you save with Mighty Muscadine goes to helping us here at the Clearview Today Show. So thank you for your support. Thank you, Mighty Muscadine, for sponsoring this live stream.
Get you some antioxidants and then support your favorite podcast all at the same time.
That's right.
Good stuff.
So Brandon M., wants to know, what does the M stand for?
The M, I believe, stands for Monopoly.
Brandon Monopoly. We forgot to give you a fake name, Brandon. My bad on that. Do have a couple of more user submitted verses. I'm going to read these and then I want to get into talking about the practice of prayer. Sarah P. from right here in North Carolina. What do you think? What do you think the P stands for?
Pringle.
Sarah Pringle. Nice. A lot of snack related ones. James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, those people who trust God, they're going to ask him for wisdom.
Yep.
Dr. Shaw, I remember you said that one time that was one of the greatest things that you could ever ask God for is wisdom.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. We taught our children that, you know, pray for wisdom, pray for wisdom. That's one thing you're guaranteed mm-hmm. that you will get.
That's
you
right.
know, if you read the book of Proverbs, you know, son, pray for wisdom. And so we prayed for that. And we ask our kids, you know, have you prayed for wisdom when they make decisions, mm-hmm. whether it's like relationships or a job or something else? Have you prayed for wisdom? And so we tell people, but here's something I want to shift a little bit. Don't just pray for things.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just pray for stuff. Pray for the one who can give you
Amen.
Those things.
That's right.
Don't just pray for wisdom. Pray for Christ, who is the wisdom of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sometimes we're saying, Lord, give me strength. Why don't you pray that Christ will be your strength?
Right. I was just about to say that. Don't pray for strength. Pray for God to be your strength.
Right. You know, don't just pray for patience. Pray that Christ will be your patience. Because if you're in Christ, right, if you're saved, then he is in you, you're in him, you're connected, you're identified with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He said, where do you get that? Galatians 2:20. For I'm crucified with Christ, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Mm-hmm. That's as close to a life verse as it gets for me.
Really?
Right. Galatians 2:20. Yeah, there's a couple other verses that I really, really, really like. But that's one. That is, I don't live that life. It's Christ who lives in me. So we're going a little deeper here, and I hope that helps you, is don't just pray for the gifts, pray for the giver.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for Christ himself to be all those things to you.
That's right.
Now, can I recommend a couple of books
in that
direction?
That's what we're here to do.
We can have some prayer as well. I know there are a lot of prayers coming in, requests coming in. So we don't want to just talk about prayer or teach on prayer. We want to pray actually, but we are using this time to help educate you so that at the end of this hour, by the way, it's only 45 minutes left.
I know.
It's flown by.
I thought we've been going for like 20, 30 minutes. It's been like an hour and 15.
Yeah.
Yeah. We want this to continue.
Yes.
We want you to grow in this. One is right here, Andrew Murray on prayer. Again, he was a Dutch Reformed person. His writings are about the deeper life. I don't agree with everything that Andrew Murray wrote, but a lot of things he wrote were very, very powerful, especially this book. Now, this is the big volume on prayer by Andrew Murray, but inside you'll find With Christ in the School of Prayer, which is like the big one that he wrote, which has touched many lives. Abide in Christ is also one of those. Mm-hmm. So anyways, great, great book if you want to talk about the life of Christ in you.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think we have another caller calling into the Clearview Today Show. Caller, you are on the air with Dr. Shaw.
Dr. Shaw, Happy New Year, sir.
Oh,
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you for calling in.
Is this who I think it is? Is this...
I'll give it away. I was going to say Happy Stew Year, but I didn't know if that would be anticlimactic to the wonderful program you have going on right now.
Very nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the man, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Stu Epperson, owner of the Truth Network, longtime friend of the show, longtime friend of Dr. Shaw as well.
Yes. Welcome to the show. I love that. Happy Stew Year. I'm going to just going to start saying that.
Dude, I can tell you, any year with you in it is going to be a Happy Stew Year.
That's right.
Well, you know, a year with Jesus, a day with Jesus, a minute with Jesus is a truly happy day, right?
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Like that song, Oh Happy Day, where Jesus washed my sins away. If you're happy and you know it, say amen, because he's the source of our joy. So honestly, there's a lot of happy accolades floating around out there that aren't connected with deep joy soul, because like to the name of your ministry, they don't have a clear view of the cross and the Savior who brings us joy.
Amen. Amen.
Rejoicing, right? So,
amen. Is there anything we can be praying for you about, Stu?
Well, I appreciate that. I just pray for, we are praying for open doors this year.
Mm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
We're praying for open doors to proclaim the gospel, to open doors through, you know, additional radio stations. And I mean, it makes that prayer so much more enjoyable and real when we have programs like Clearview Today and pastors who
faithfully
proclaim the word, like Dr. Shaw and your amazing team on your radio show, and the things you discuss, pointing people to Christ and in a wonderful, winsome way. So that's the big prayer. And we're just, you know, in a sense, you all are an answer to that prayer, because God has raised you up and he's making such a difference through you. And so we're all ministry partners, honestly. You know, we're competing to win more souls than the other. And if I get beat by someone else in that, then hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
that.
God. That's awesome.
I love it.
Very nice. Well, if it's okay with you, Stu, while you're on the air with us, would you mind praying for us? We'd be honored if you would.
I'd be honored to. Yes, sir. I sure would. Yes, sir. Let me do that. Heavenly Father, thank you for a new year. Thank you for the new life we have in Christ, Lord. And when we talk about how you make all things new and you make all things beautiful and you bring reason into our insane world and chaos, and you bring hope and light and joy. And Lord, thank you for these men and this ministry and this church and this, even this broadcast right now, that so many people that are fluttering around cyberspace and social media, this will grab them and they'll realize that, hey, there's some people that they may have never met that love them. And there's a savior, a king, who's the only king who came from his royal palace to die for his subjects and to give his life so we could have life. And I just pray you'll bless this ministry and this outreach and this church and their new facility. And Lord, all the folks that have already been baptized that are going to be baptized there, and they're going to be come to know Christ there and discipled and sent out to bring to the world, to bring the world the clear view of who Jesus is and why he came. So I just thank you, and I pray for them. I pray you'll bless them and their families, Lord, as we see them just using their gift and shining your light, Lord. There's families, there's children, there's grandchildren connected to these men that are just answers to prayer as well. We just pray your protection on their households, their families, Lord, the future spouses of their children, Lord, the future teachers of their children. We just pray a hedge of protection around this whole ministry, this whole church, what you're doing, Lord, in Henderson and from Henderson throughout the world. Bless them and use them mightily, Lord. And thank you so much for them and just the blessing they have been to us, to me, and personally into the Truth Network. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Stu, I cannot thank you enough for calling, man. That has made our entire night.
Well, it's my pleasure, and you guys have blessed me, and we will talk soon, very soon here in this new year. Okay, brothers, bless That's you.
Right. Amen. Thank God you, Steve. Bless you, we'll talk Thank to you soon. You. Wow. That was incredible.
So cool.
That was really cool.
That's awesome.
I don't know what it is about Stu Epperson, man. Every time he calls, it just
you
brings
feel like
a smile.
You're on the mountaintop.
You really do. Yeah. He's got a very infectious energy where you just feel like we could conquer the whole world. Yeah. Like those radio stations, I have 100% confidence God is going to bless him with those stations.
Well, right. What I found about him is that he truly believes
yes.
what he is preaching and 100%. Teaching or advocating, which is knowing Christ as your Savior, as your Lord, as your King, and following him and having that power to change the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, all these things are not just words or just means to expand and grow the radio network. This is what he lives and breathes. And I pray for him. I pray for protection upon him. I pray for his family, his staff, all of that. I pray that God will continue to strengthen him to keep touching the world. I know his dad did for years and
yes.
years.
Yes.
And I'm praying that he will continue to do that.
Absolutely. Right. Do have another anonymous prayer request right here. Hi, Dr. Shah. I've been struggling with a broken relationship with my brother. Mm-hmm. We haven't spoken in years, and I feel God calling me to make things right. Please pray for courage, wisdom, and that God would soften both of our hearts.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Absolutely. Well, we can definitely pray for that. Let's pray right
Let's
now.
Let's do it. Let's do
Father,
it.
We come before you and we pray for this person who is dealing with this breakdown in relationship with this family member, this brother, Lord. I know the pain that is there. I know the hurt, the shame, all of that may be involved. I just pray, God, that you would begin to open the hearts of those who are involved. I pray, God, for healing. Lord, as the word tells us that you have given us the ministry of reconciliation. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's very, very, very hard to imagine that reconciliation happening. But God, we know that with you, as we just read that passage a few moments ago, all things are possible. So I pray, God, that in your will, in your timing, that you will bring about the reconciliation, that you will bring about that healing. And through that, you would be glorified.
That's right.
That is our prayer, Lord. I pray for peace. I pray for strength. I pray for patience. But more than that, God, as we just said, we're praying for Christ himself to shine through this difficult time.
That's right.
We love you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 So here's something. We got a lot of people calling in praying for their family members. Most of them, I would say most of the prayers that we've heard tonight have been for others.
Yeah.
And I really like that. And I think it's one of the things where, you know, that's a very difficult discipline to keep. Mm-hmm. And I use that word discipline because it's like sometimes, like with me, and maybe you guys can speak on this too, it takes an emergency or it takes something big.
Right.
Like if someone's like, hey, please pray for me, I'm going through something big, then I'll stop and pray.
Yeah.
But like in my day-to-day life, how much do I say, God, please protect my wife, protect my kids. Mm-hmm. Like that's an immediate thing. Okay. But protect my coworkers, protect the people here sitting around this table. Like, okay, yeah, we see them every day, but protect my mom, protect my dad, protect these people that I just know colloquially. It's a difficult discipline to keep up when it's, and maybe there's some truth to that where it takes something big. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, I feel like it shouldn't take something big. Mm-hmm. You know, you should, that desire should be there to pray for people. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, number one, I think you said it earlier, Dr. Shah, that the Holy Spirit and even Christ himself are always interceding and praying for us. And so when we have that desire, it's sort of that spirit within us.
That's right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
That's right.
Yeah.
There are a couple of books I want to recommend to you if you're struggling with that, the need to pray. Mm-hmm. One book, I don't have it here with me, but I do have it in my office. So I was just grabbing a bunch of them to bring here. And this is called The Prevailing Prayer by D.L. Moody. Now, again, there are many good books on prayers that are coming out and have come out in the past 10, 20 years. But I love the classics because they're classics.
That's right.
They're classics for a reason.
That's right.
And this one by D.L. Moody, this man believed in the power of prayer, and his so-called assistant, R.A. Torrey, was also big on prayer. And again, you will never agree with someone about everything other than Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Right? God's word is the only perfect thing. The Bible, Genesis, Revelation is the only perfect book. But this is a good book on how to continue to pray even when you feel like, all hope is gone, or you feel like it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And John, you were asking about something. Would you mention that one more time?
Yeah, I was just saying that it's a hard discipline to pray for people consistently.
Right.
Typically, it takes an emergency, someone's car. Yeah, well, I don't know if you say that, but like someone gets in an accident,
right,
or something happens and it's like, Lord, I just want to pray for that person. Right. But it's difficult to be like, I want to pray for that person even when things are going well.
Right. Right.
You know, when it's not on the precipice of a disaster.
Again, as I mentioned, you know, prayer is so vital, so important. You're almost spreading a net around that person. Mm-hmm. I learned that listening to Watchman Nee. Again, I don't agree with everything, but in prayer, he was pretty strong. And he talked about spreading the net of prayer around your loved ones, mm-hmm. praying that God will protect them and keep them from any attack of the evil one.
Wow.
Keep them from being tempted, keep them from drifting away into the world,
right,
or even be drawn away from the evil that is resident in their own heart.
Mm-hmm.
So, spreading the net of prayer, look at it like that. It's not just that you're coming to pray for a rescue, but pray for a protection, mm-hmm. a shield to go around that person.
That's right. Yeah.
Whether it's your children, grandchildren, your wife, your husband, your church family, pray for your church family. Yeah. That's important, mm-hmm. too. Pray for your pastor.
Mm. Yeah, especially
we haven't
pray
talked
for
about
your pastor.
That, but I was hoping to get there. It's a great book right here by Warren Wiersbe.
Now, but the man himself, Warren W.
Something happens when churches pray.
If I can give a testimony, maybe you can back me up on this, Ryan. Like I saw when we really started taking the coming down to the altar and praying, when we really started doing that, sometimes it took someone getting sick. Sometimes it took, like even with your mom, it took that kind of thing. But once it caught on, something started happening in Clearview Church. And 100%. I will testify to that to my dying day. Something changed in our church for the better.
You saw the thermostat start to change in how people approach prayer and how people approach one another and how people saw what it meant to be a part of a church family. You could see and sense, you could feel that spirit shift in people once prayer became even more on the forefront than it already was.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. I mean, you know, there's the old story, it's still true, by Charles Spurgeon. You know, they came to him, and one time a bunch of guys came, or pastors came, and said, you know, what is the secret of your church?
Mm-hmm.
And he took them down to the basement where there were people praying. Men were praying.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Now, why do I specify men? Because it's easy to have women pray.
That's right.
Because women have a heart for God. They love God. They have a desire for the deep things of God. Satan did not go to Adam and said, do you want to know, you know, more about God?
Yeah, he'd have been like, I'm good.
I got
some monkeys and some tigers. I'm all right.
You know, but he went to Eve and said, don't you want to be like God? Mm-hmm. Don't you want to be spiritual? And so it's easy to have women pray, but to get men to pray, that's hard. And yet, what does the Bible say? Paul says, I desire men everywhere to pray, lifting up holy hands.
That's right.
And so
Spurgeon takes this group of pastors or people down to the basement and says, you see this right here? That is the heart of this church. That is the boiler room.
Amen.
That builds up this church. So with that in mind, here is a great book, by the way. I think Nicole gifted me this book, if I'm not wrong. It's called Spurgeon's Prayers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Great book. Now, I'll go and tell you this. Spurgeon's way of praying was different. It was deep.
Wow.
I went to Spurgeon's gravesite back in July because I was so impressed by his life, his preaching, his ministry, his church. But anyways, great one if you want to learn about how to pray in church.
That's incredible. Yeah. Spurgeon's prayer. We're going to take, it might be another day or so, but we're going to take all these books and we'll link them in the description so you can get them, especially if you're listening to this on the podcast later. We do have another caller.
Oh,
you are on the air with the Clearview Today Show.
Hey, John, I was just out of town playing music, and I know the importance of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to call in, and I felt the need to do it. And I asked about a time that I could call in, and it was 8:30.
Right, right.
So, I think that you're right when it's corporate prayer. And people all get involved and all are praying for the same thing.
Right.
Things happen.
Oh, yeah.
That's
100%.
I think that since my wife and I, Kay, have been there, that you and Ryan and Dr. Shaw and David and everybody, we feel like brothers in Christ.
Amen.
Mm. And
amen.
We feel like that we're all working for the same
Amen.
Common good and the same goal.
That's right.
Having said that, with the elections being over with, that's what needs to happen now.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, the people have made their choices. Some people think they're wrong. Some people think they're good, but it's a choice of going forward and seeing what people have in their hearts and souls and see if they're going to put the right foot forward for God and do the right thing and do things to get this nation back in track, to get our state back on track, to get our town, our county, everything back in the right direction. And you can tell by what's in people's hearts,
mm-hmm.
by what they do,
mm-hmm.
because the election was not about being left or right to me. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. It was about good and evil.
And
we need to see the good in people. We need to see the good in people,
mm-hmm.
you know, stand up and do the right stuff that we sent you there and put you in office for, and not think about your own agendas, not think about your own self-gratification.
That's right.
Think about others and think about, you know, of helping us get back in line with what God wants this nation to be.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I would love to have prayed for tonight is Henderson, Vance County, the whole nation in itself. And, you know, I learned a long time ago about burying the hatchet, mm-hmm. and what that came from. And it was after the elections and things about,
right.
you know, they would go and they would bury a hatchet, meaning they would quit fighting and stop all the fighting and go to working together. And that's what we need. Is to work together.
Amen.
And we need to work together, and we need to pray together, and we need to be one nation under God.
Amen. 100%.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. I can agree with you more, brother. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, that's all. That's all I really had to say. I just felt that it was important to be a part of this, and I'm so glad that you took my call and that, you know, I could come in and be a part of this, because it really is something that's needed, and it's something that has results, and something that brings us all together.
Amen.
You know? That's what I wanted to say.
You know, this nation was built on prayer.
That's right.
You know, this nation repeatedly, ever since its history, and nobody will ever say this nation is perfect or we have a perfect history. Of course not. But we do know that God's people throughout the history of America came together and prayed. Mm-hmm. They prayed during the First Great Awakening. Mm-hmm. They prayed in the Second Great Awakening. They prayed through the prayer revival that came, you know, Jeremiah Lamphere, when the stock market was crashing in the 1850s, it came during World War I and II and other times. And God's people came together and prayed. We saw that in 2001. With September 11th, when all, you know, literally hell broke loose.
Yes, that's right.
God's people came together and prayed. Now, unfortunately, we forget that and we go back to, you know, life as usual. But that's the secret of our nation, and that's what's going to bring us back. So, yeah, definitely, we're gonna pray for that.
That's right. Let's do it. Ryan, you want to lead it?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Let's do it.
Heavenly Father, thank you for our friend here on the call. And God, just thank you for the prayers that we've been able to pray on the live stream and those who are praying alongside us at home listening. And God, right now, we just want to lift up first our community, our city, Vance County. God, we pray that you would bless the leaders who are in office. I pray that you would raise up godly leaders who will uphold biblical values and represent well the people who are here. And I pray that they would carry out your will for Henderson, for Vance County, for the surrounding areas, that you would be glorified in the decisions that are made and in the way that our community conducts itself. I pray that you would bring unity. I pray that you would bring healing. And God, I pray that you would just be glorified in Vance County. Give us a platform to be able to speak your truth into the airwaves in our community and the surrounding areas. And God, we pray on a larger scale for our nation as we are headed toward great days for our country, as we are headed toward, a brighter future. God, I pray that you would bless our nation, help us to be, again, one nation under you. Continue to have your hand upon us, guide us, guard us, direct us. Bless President Trump as he takes office. And God, I pray that you would help us to be a voice for unity, to be a voice for biblical values. And I pray that you would put the people in office who will support those biblical values and redirect our nation. God, I pray that you would bring revival, help it to start here, begin it with us, and let it spread through Vance County, through North Carolina, and then all throughout America. God, I pray that you would bring us back to right relationship with you. We ask all this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you for calling in, and we appreciate you. I want to share about this book. This is a great book, by the way. I hope y'all can see it. It's on my iPad. It's by E.M. Bounds on Prayer. E.M. Bounds was a chaplain during the Civil War, and he wrote a series on prayer and amazing stuff. And so whether it's in your personal life, praying for your church, praying for your nation, E.M. Bounds never disappoints. I have recommended his book so many times. For pastors especially, Power Through Prayer is a great book. So, I mean, he has so many volumes, but if you can get the mother load, that would be the way to go.
He has like an anthology series.
Yeah, like Andrew Murray on Prayer. I mean, he has an anthology, but it talks about praying for self, church, nation, everything. I mean, good one to have.
We also got, I didn't mean to cut you off. You go.
No, that's all.
I was going to say, we also got an anonymous prayer request. Please pray for a hedge of protection over our marriage and that we remain steadfast in Jesus despite battles that we are facing daily. Please also pray that we give grace, show love, and have patience with one another. Thank you. I got to tell you, I respect that so much, and I'm going to pray for that right now. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this person writing in. We want to thank you for the courage that it takes to pray for our marriages, courage and faith, just like Dr. Shaw said earlier, the faith that you are going to work and move. And so we just want to pray for this person who's written in. God, I just pray for grace, for love, for patience, for wisdom above all else, and just for a steadfastness. I so much appreciate this spirit of, God, we're going to stick this through because we took sacred vows in front of you and in front of our friends and our loved ones. So I just pray for this marriage. I pray that you would just move and work in it. We love you and we praise you. We thank you for this live stream that you've given us, and all these people who are writing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lots and lots and lots. Absolutely. Lots of people writing in just saying, amen, I love this. I've enjoyed this. Just what I needed this new year.
Yeah.
I think it's
a great way to start the new year.
We did have someone write in and say something that Dr. Shah, I know you have spoken about from the pulpit before. This is Joyce D again. Mm. Did we say Joyce Diagram?
Diagram.
Yeah, same person. The hardest things to pray for is praying for those who have wronged you or have fought against you and those against whom you may have hurt without knowing, and you try to apologize and don't allow or don't accept your apology. Basically, people who have wronged you. And I know, Dr. Shah, you've said this. You have to pray for those people.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's a prayer that just turns to ashes in your mouth. But you got to do it. You know,
Years ago, I was struggling with somebody who had really hurt me. And I'm sure you have gone through that. And many of us have been through it in this life. And I was struggling with that. I was struggling with it. And it was not like I was struggling with just hate or bitterness. It was just hurt. It was hurt. And God brought a gentleman in my life who became my mentor. And but at the time, I was just getting to know him, and I was just meeting him for lunch. And in that little conversation, he said, you know, can I ask you something? And I said, sure. So has somebody hurt you? You know, as a pastor, you don't answer questions like
right,
that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, of course not. I'm good. And they said, really, you're safe here. I won't ask you again if you'd rather not talk about it. I said, no, yeah, somebody did. He said, okay, I can tell. He said, do you want to be free from that? I said, of course I do. Yeah, I do. Well, and I kind of facetiously said, well, okay, well, what is the solution? What do you suggest?
Right.
And he said, well, it's very simple. I want you to pray for this person for the next 3 weeks. I said, oh, yeah, I do pray for this person.
No problem. Right?
Yeah. I pray that God will.
Pray that they would be met with the vengeance of the Lord.
Yeah, pray that the teeth would be smashed out. And just divine fire from heaven would engulf his house.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Slip and fall in the driveway. You know, he said, no, I want you to pray. I want you to pray that God would bless them.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, I don't know about that. I said, okay, I'll do it. He said, no, you need to listen. I want you to pray that God would bless them spiritually. I said, okay, I can do that. I want you to pray that God would bless them emotionally. Okay. No. Relationally.
Right.
I'm like, okay, yeah, sure.
I really don't like where this is going, but I will.
Financially.
Nah.
I'm right like,
nope.
Lord, give them all the blessings of heaven. Just let them be poor, broke.
just Lord, if you would.
Eating scraps behind the grocery store.
Lord, if you would, just put their finances in my account, Lord. Yeah, they don't even need them.
Just transfer those funds. Amen.
He said, you know, when you first start praying for God to really bless this person, you're going to struggle.
Mm-hmm.
But in time, you will see that God will set you free.
That's right.
And it's a biblical thing.
That's right.
It's a biblical thing. It comes out of the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Yep.
Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. So all that is biblical. And guess what? 3 weeks later, I was free.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a testimony.
Yeah, man.
That works. Prayer works. Well, we do have another caller. Caller, you are on the air at the Clearview Today Show. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, guys. Hey, Dr. Shah.
Hi. How are you?
Doing okay. Need prayers. I'm going to have surgery this week on my left knee, and I'm having neck pain as well. So if you guys could shower me with prayers, I sure would appreciate it.
Happy to. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You said your surgery on your left knee and neck pain?
Uh-huh.
I've got it. I'll pray for that.
And neck pain, yeah.
Neck pain.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes,
happy to do that.
You know, when we face physical problems, physical struggles. I mean, you really, you know, those are the moments that you really hurt. Relational
right.
struggles are bad. Financial problems are bad. Physical pain is the deep groaning.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Just take me to heaven.
Yeah.
Take me to heaven.
Yes.
God says, no, I want you to stay here for a while.
It seems like everything hits you at one time. I know other people feel that way as well.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. If I could have your prayers, I sure would appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. I'll pray for it right now. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this caller. We just thank you that she had the courage and the wisdom to call in and just ask for prayer, God. That's what it takes. It takes an asking. It takes coming before the throne of grace and saying, God, I need you. And I know that's the heart of this person right now. So God, I just pray for her surgery, that it would go well, that you would guide the doctors, you would guide the surgeons, you would give them wisdom as well, not just this caller, but the doctors and the surgeons, the nurses, everyone who's involved involved. I pray that you would just guide them and that you would be with them, strengthen them, give them wisdom. I just pray for her neck pain as well, that you would relieve it, God. I pray that you would just work in that. And we know that you are, just like Dr. Shah said earlier, you're the great healer. You're the great physician. So none of this is out of your control, but it takes a coming and an asking. And so I just want to thank you for her faith. I want to thank you for this opportunity that you've given us as leaders in this community, as hosts of this radio show, to be able to do this. It's opening our eyes to how you're working in so many people's lives. It's opening our eyes just to see all the different things that people go through and the strength that it takes. And we know that it's not our strength. It's not her strength. It's strength that comes from you and from your son, Jesus Christ. I just pray that you would be with her during the surgery, during all of this pain, that you would relieve it, that you would heal it, that you would be a comfort for her and for her family. And for all those who are listening to this live stream, we just pray that they would even be moved to pray as well, right there where they are, whether they're driving, whether they're cooking, whether they're just sitting on the couch, that all of us would be in a spirit of prayer. We love you and we praise you. And we thank you for everything you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, bless you guys.
Amen. Thank bless you as well.
You too.
You know, we're talking about prayer, and I suggested a few moments ago or mentioned the passage, forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against
us. That's right.
There's a great book by Alan Redpath. Alan Redpath was from England, and he was a pastor of Moody Memorial Church back in the day. This is before Warren Wiersbe was the pastor there. And he wrote a book kind of based on his sermons called Victorious Praying, Studies in the Lord's Prayer. Great book. And interestingly, it came, my copy is from Nicole's dad's library.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this was in his library. And so when he passed away, it came to me. And so great, great book. Another one I want to mention real quickly is if you care about revival in our nation, I know the gentleman a few calls ago, Jimmy shared about, you know, the need for revival in America. Leonard Ravenhill. I'm just pretty much opening my
the floodgates of the library.
My secret chest
I'm
here.
I'm seriously taking notes over here.
Leonard Ravenhill.
David has already bought the books.
He's already got them. It's called Revival Praying. He's written many books on revival. He was a powerful preacher, but on revival, awakening. But he wrote a book called Revival Praying. Again, this one also came from Nicole's dad's library, as you can see. This one is a great book. It says, a challenge to all who are deeply concerned about a full-scale spiritual awakening in America. So,
wow, I love it.
Amazing.
Before we continue, I do want to read this real quick. Tonight's live stream is also brought to you by Le Blue Ultra Pure Water. Unlike other bottled waters, Le Blue's Ultra Pure filtration system provides water that's free from contaminants and infused with only the essentials your body needs, which are really just two ingredients, hydrogen and oxygen. And so make the smart choice today. Yeah. I didn't write
it. Is there anything else there?
No, I didn't write it. No, that's it.
2-to-1 ratio.
That's their tagline. It's sure. We only use two ingredients, hydrogen and oxygen.
Okay.
Make the smart, but your body does need more than that. Make the smart choice today and experience the difference. Love Le Blue Ultra Pure Water. You can order online today at Le Blue. That's LEBLEU.com. Switch those two around. And when you check out, use promo code TODAY to get 10% off your next order. It'll save you money and it'll support us right here at the Clearview Today Show.
That's right.
You know, Dr. Shah, this is something that maybe we're deviating a little bit, but I do want to kind of bring this up because I think it's important. And I think a lot of people don't know, you know, we love bringing meaningful conversation and meaningful content here to the Clearview Today Show. And of course, God is always going to make a way, but it's the financial support of those who are listening that really allows us to do what we do to this scale.
Yes. Right.
You know what I mean? It's something that we always say at the end of the, and Ryan, I know you say this at the end of every show, is that you can support us financially. And I don't think you guys know how much that means to us that you're doing it. It's not just like, please do it. We say it because we want you to do it. You're already doing it.
Right.
There are people who are supporting the Clearview Today Show financially. And so we do want to say thank you, and that those opportunities to serve and to obey God are always there.
That's right. Yeah, it really, I mean, it's you partnering with us because you
That's
believe
right.
in the mission of the show. You believe in engaging hearts and minds with the gospel of Jesus Christ and spreading that message of the gospel to really to the nations. I mean, we have people listening the world over. And so by you partnering with us financially, that's you saying, hey, I like this content. I believe in this content. I believe in Dr. Shah and his message. And I want as many people as possible to hear that. And I'm going to do what I can to make sure that's possible.
Yeah, we kind of say it during the ad read as like a cheeky little thing, but don't don't ever think that you're just keeping the lights on in the studio. You know, you're not, it's not just that you're keeping the mics running. You are investing in people's lives.
That's right.
And I know you believe that as well.
That's right. I mean, what you're doing in this life will carry on in the life to come. Mm-hmm. Because, and what I mean by that is that who can you take, what can you take to heaven with you? Not stuff.
Right.
You can take people with you.
Right.
And how do you take people? When you share the good news of Jesus Christ. This is one huge way, right, to do that.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about this, there may be people scrolling up and down the page, just kind of, you know, they're discouraged with life, or they are, you know, frustrated because they saw somebody's post and this person is bragging about their life or whatever, and they're feeling down. And they come across a broadcast like this,
mm-hmm.
or they're driving down the interstate and they hear the radio show, or they're, you know, looking for something fresh and new on in the podcast world, and they come across this, or on YouTube. And it causes them to stop and listen to the still small voice of the Holy Spirit talking to them.
That's right.
About their need for a Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only one Savior, the one who was fully God, became fully man, and came and sacrificed his life on the cross for them, was buried, but on the third day, as promised and as prophesied, he rose again from the grave. That is the power of the gospel.
Amen.
That's right.
That's what changes lives. It's not just motivation. It's not just positive thinking. It's not just, man, you know, you just got to be a good person. That doesn't change lives.
That's
doesn't
right.
change destinies. It's the power of the gospel, right? The power of the gospel that changes lives. So that's what we're doing here. We're doing this because we believe that people's lives are at stake.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We believe the direction of our nation is at stake. As somebody said a few moments ago, we're praying now, the election is over, that people will turn towards God, mm-hmm. because that's what is needed.
That's right. 100%.
That's what is needed. That and prayer is a big way.
That's right.
Of doing that. There's another book I want to recommend very quickly. It's a book by Ron Dunn, one of my father-in-law's heroes. By the way, John R. Rice was my dad's hero.
Mm-hmm.
He used to read The Sword of the Lord back in the day. I don't know if y'all remember The Sword of the Lord.
I never heard of The Sword of the Lord.
Yeah, Sword of the Lord newspaper.
Sounds cool, though. Well, I like
yeah,
the way.
It was quite amazing. But he used to listen to that because back in his time, he came out of seminary and liberalism was strong, and he could not find anywhere, you know, to learn and grow from. And he was a, you know, Muslim convert and been to seminary. He loved the Lord Jesus Christ, but it's hard to find things. So he was turning, and somebody suggested Sword of the Lord by John R. Rice.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
Man, he said, that's awesome. This right here, Ron Dunn, was one of my father-in-law's heroes.
I can see the title for me. That's a cool title. I like that.
Don't just stand there.
Pray something.
Pray something.
I like that.
I just recommended that to somebody in our church. He said, man, can you just recommend a book on prayer for me?
I know you're not supposed to judge a book by its cover, but I would read that for the title alone.
100%. That's a great title.
That's a powerful book.
I bet.
Here's what I'll tell you. This book, okay, this man, Ron Dunn, was also a mentor to the pastor of the church that made all those movies like Fireproof, Courageous. Those Kendrick brothers.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Kendrick brothers' pastor, who unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago, Ron Dunn was their mentor.
He studied under Ron Dunn.
He was mentored by Ron Dunn.
Wow.
That's incredible.
I mean, I'm giving you stuff here tonight. I don't know. It's up to you.
Y'all sitting on gold.
I don't know what to tell you. You should have had your notes open by now.
Edward.
Someone's Amazon card is full.
Oh, yeah. Edward F. has written into the show. What do you think the F might stand for?
I mean, Fitzgerald.
I don't know how, but I knew you were going to go Fitzgerald.
By the way, David's card is already full.
Yeah, he's already bought them. He's bankrupt, 100%. Edward F. wants to know, when we pray, is there a proper way to pray? Should I direct my prayers to the Father? Should I direct them to the Son? Should I direct them to the Spirit?
Ooh.
Is there a posture that's recommended?
Prayer question.
I shall bring out John R. Rice.
Let's do it. I think that's, go ahead.
John R. Rice said, you know, in his book, somebody asked him that question years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, look, I can talk to any of them. I belong to the family.
Hey, that's a great answer.
He said, I don't have to worry about who do I need to go to. I'm part of the family.
I can talk to any of them. I belong to the family.
Y'all really, that's a great point. Y'all really need to go back and listen to the episode we did with Mike Huckabee because he said almost the exact same thing.
Yeah.
He was talking about how he works behind the office. He's got security guards or whatever, but somehow this woman ended up just in his office with it. We got by all the security guards. Mm-hmm. So he tells it as a joke, but it ends up being his daughter. And he's like, she has my name.
Sarah.
Yes. Yep. She has my name. And so it's same with us. We can go to God. We can go to Jesus. We can go to the Spirit because we are part of that.
Father, Son, or Spirit. You can do any of them. You know, it's not a formula. You know, people say, like, you talk to the Father through the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Okay, I hear what you're saying, but no, you don't have to do that.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. And Jesus himself said, you know, there will come a day when you won't ask me. You can go directly to the Father. Right, but he's also interceding for you up there.
That's right.
So let's not get caught up in those statements and misunderstand the intent behind what he was saying. What Jesus was saying is, you're going to be so close to the Father, you're going to come directly to him. But we also go to Christ.
That's right.
You know, that's why the last prayer in the Bible is what? Maranatha.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Come quickly.
Yep. Right. We're talking to Jesus. And the Holy Spirit, of course, you know, he intercedes for us. You can talk to him as well.
Great point. That's a great point that comes straight from scriptures. There are prayers that are directed straight to Jesus. Come quickly, Lord Jesus.
Straight to the Holy Spirit.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
It's in the prayer request here. It's an anonymous prayer request. Please pray for my sister who's expecting her first baby in May.
Hey, nice.
That's a baby's being born. That's exciting.
Yeah. I love that.
Absolutely.
You want to take it, Ryan?
Right? Oh, yeah, I can. Sure. Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for this life, this young lady who is expecting her first baby in May. God, I pray that you would just keep her and the baby healthy. I pray that you would help all the doctor's appointments to go well, bring alongside the right doctors, the right treatment for her through her pregnancy, help her family to be alongside her to support and encourage and champion her as she brings this little life into the world. And God, I pray that you would be glorified in the way that she parents this little one and in the life of this little one. God, we are reminded that you are the one who has formed us intricately and perfectly in our mother's womb, and every life is precious to you from the moment of conception. God, every life is sacred, and every life is purposed by you. And we thank you for this little one. We pray that your blessings upon this little baby and upon their family as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't know if we've already read this one, but Nate D. What do you think the D stands for? Nate D. Diamondback.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of cool. Like a rattler.
Wow.
Nate Diamondback said.
He's a doofus.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's a doofus for sure.
Oh, no. Don't do that. Don't do that.
No, I'm just joking. I don't even know who this is. Philippians 4:6-7 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ.
Such a good
one. And Dr. Shah, I know this is one of your favorite verses because it illustrates this beautiful contrast between the believer and fear. There's Paul is saying, be anxious for nothing because you can pray to God.
Amen. Yeah. Amen for that. You know, that's the antidote to anxiety is prayer.
Yeah.
You know, that's that old song is still true. You know, what a friend we have in Jesus.
Right.
All our needs and
sins and griefs.
Sins and griefs to bear. Take it to God in prayer.
That's right. 100%.
You know, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer.
That's right. Amen. Thank you, Nate, for writing into the show. We do have another caller. Caller, you are live on the Clearview Today show.
Yes, hello. Good evening.
Hey, good evening.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the live stream.
Hi, this is Nyva Thompson, and I'm actually a friend of Ellie.
Hey, it's good to hear from you.
You guys.
She told me she told me you might be calling in. Good to hear from you.
I know, and it's a little late. I just made it home.
Hey, you're good.
But yeah,
you made it
for
right
the
on time.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And well, thank you guys for doing this.
Happy to.
And mainly my request will be for my husband's cousin.
Your husband's cousin?
Edward. Yes, his name is Edward, and he has been on dialysis due to a kidney failure for the past 18 years. And lately he has been, you know, dealing with a lot of sickness. He's pretty weak. He's in the hospital currently. He's probably going to have to stay overnight and potentially until next week. His blood sugar was very, very low. Potassium levels are very, very high. So, I mean, he has been dealing with a lot, going through a lot. And, I mean, he he's a strong believer in the Lord. And I mean, I guess his faith, and I'm pretty sure his faith has been, you know, the one that kept him strong until this day. And I would like to, you know, lift him up in prayer, as well as to found out that my sister-in-law, Maria, she lives in Florida. She just got hospitalized. She's going to have to stay overnight due to a blood clot in both of her legs. And, I mean, they're going to run some blood tests to find out what it is, what might be the cause for that. But my main prayer will be for her to be safe. You know, I would like for her to have an encounter with the Lord, to be, you know, to accept him in her heart as her Lord and Savior. And, of course, to, you know, to for her to have healing in both of her legs. And, I mean, that will be pretty much it. But mainly for her to be saved and for Edward's health to be, you know, restored. And
amen.
For him to, you know, be able to keep living, stay strong in his faith. And, you know, hopefully my husband's aunt and his mom will be able to see him. She's home right now. She hasn't been able to drive, but hopefully she'll get to see him tomorrow. But, you know, her main concern is, you know, him passing away. She doesn't have any other family member. He's the provider of the house. And I just want to pray for peace
for
her life as well.
Definitely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much.
Those are my petitions. Absolutely. Yeah, I appreciate it, guys.
Absolutely. Well, let's go ahead and pray right now. Father, we just want to come before you. We just want to come before you, and we want to pray for Edward. We want to pray for his dialysis. We want to pray for his kidneys. We want to just pray for all the sickness that's befalling him, this extended stay in the hospital. God, none of us wanted it. None of us may have foreseen it. But God, there is a hope in that he is a believer in you. He knows the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we want to rejoice for that. We also want to pray for Edward. We want to pray for his healing. We want to pray that you would just be over him, be over the doctors. God, that you would just give him comfort, give him peace, give him wisdom, give the doctors and the surgeons and the nurses, everyone who's dealing with Edward, give them wisdom as well. Give them guidance. I just pray that you would guide their hands. I pray that you would just give his mother peace, that she'd be able to see him, that she would be able to have assurance in knowing that everything is going to be okay. Just like your word says, all things work together for good for those who love you. So we just want to pray for Edward. We want to rejoice that he knows you and that he loves you. God, and we have faith that you will do what you promised to do. Just want to also pray for Maria right now as they're running tests for these blood clots. I just want to pray first and foremost, God, for salvation. I want to pray that she would come to know you. Sometimes it takes things like this. Sometimes it takes catastrophe. Sometimes it takes tragedy. Sometimes it takes things that, you know, we never ask for and we never foresee coming. At the same time, God, we just pray that you would just help her to see the light of your son, Jesus Christ. And maybe that will come through Nye. Maybe that will come through her example. Maybe that will come through her witnessing. Maybe it'll come through her sharing this live stream and seeing that there's people right here in the small town in North Carolina who are praying for her, who don't know her, but who care enough about her to love her and to pray for her. And then I also want to pray for her blood clot. God, I just want to pray that you would heal her, that you would bring her from this, and that she would see that through this, there is a God and there is a Savior who loves her and who has healed her, who's brought her back. So God, we just thank you. We thank you for Nye calling in. We thank you for this live stream. We thank you for the example that you have set for us. And we just worship you and love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you so much for calling in.
And I will share this with her.
Yes,
and
please.
And with Edward as well. Thank you, guys.
I would love that.
God absolutely. Bless you, too.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, too.
That is really
thank
awesome.
You. You know, a few moments ago, we were talking about Nate D, mentioning that. I know another Nate D who would love some theological books.
Yes,
on
of course.
Prayer, and I want to mention these two before we get off the air, and maybe share other things. But this one is by David Crum called "Knocking on Heaven's Door." Now, these are more theologically, you know, kind of rich and deep.
Was that David Crum or was that Axl Rose? David. Oh, okay, David. Okay, cool. I didn't know if Axl might maybe someone else might have
wrote it. It wasn't a collaboration with Axl Rose.
A New Testament Theology of Petitionary Prayer. That's a great book. And then here's another one, Into God's Presence, Prayer in the New Testament. Again, these are more scholarly books for some of you who maybe you're like, hey, I want to have, you know, something that I can really wrestle with and struggle and learn and grow, you know, a scholarly on a level. Mm-hmm. So these are some of those books. Okay, so just want to mention that out there. But again, Prayer is not complicated.
That's right.
Prayer doesn't have to be scholarly. Prayer can be just a child talking to his father.
That's right.
That's it.
Beautiful. Man, this has been a wonderful and a quick 2 hours.
I could not believe how fast 2 hours spent. I really, here's what I thought. I thought for sure that it was going to be like 8:30. And we were, I'm sorry, 7:30. And it was like, what more do we have to talk about?
No, and it was 8:20.
There was so much that we planned to talk about that we didn't get to talk about.
There were so many requests that we didn't get a chance to respond to. I mean, I'm looking at the text message.
I'm writing them down. Please, that's what I'm doing. I'm writing them down.
Please. If we did not get a chance to pray with you, please don't take it as we didn't want to. We got flooded, especially towards the middle.
Please know that we are going to go and pray for each of those.
That's right.
This isn't just like, oh, we didn't get to see it. We're going to go back through and pray for each one of those, even if it's not on the air. Just know that you're being prayed for
here.
That's
what I was actually going to say. And not only that, but the fact that there was so much that we wanted to talk to about the doctrine of prayer, the practice, the intercession. And I'm really glad in a way that we didn't, because there were so many people who were commenting, who were buying into what we were doing here. Not only that, this is not the only time we're going to do this.
That's right.
That's what I was thinking just a few moments ago. You know, we need to make this a regular part.
Yes, I agree.
Of our radio show, but also our online audience.
Yes,
absolutely.
And if this will deepen someone's walk with God, if this will change people, because I believe prayer changes things.
Yes.
A lot of people say this. No, that's not true. I believe prayer changes things.
It does.
Because it's not changing God's mind.
Right.
It's changing things. So when people get upset over that, I'm like, listen to what I'm saying. I didn't say prayer changes God.
No.
I'm saying prayer changes things.
That's right.
Different.
That's right.
So I believe a lot of people found breakthroughs tonight.
I believe
a lot of people found an answer to prayer. If not, they found Christ either as their savior, or they found him as their companion, as their helper in the time of their need.
That's absolutely right.
So I hope you're stronger and you're more at peace now than you were 2 hours ago.
100%. Amen. I love it.
Amen. And if this is your introduction to the Clearview Today Show, welcome. We're glad that you joined us for a 2-hour live stream.
Yes.
We do have a daily radio show, like Dr. Shaw mentioned, Monday through Friday, 30-minute episodes. It's available on the radio, depending on where you live. It's available online on Truth Network. It's available as an Apple podcast. I mean, lots of ways to listen. Spotify, lots of ways to listen. Mm-hmm.
Here's what to do. Let's just do this now. This is one of those things
Here's what let's do.
This is one of those things that you do in school when you want to make sure all your students do it. Go ahead and take your phone right now.
Yep.
Don't even wait till the live stream is over. If you're not subscribed to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, search Clearview Today with Dr. Abhidhan Shah. You're going to be really glad you did. I'm telling you, we bring this content. What we're doing right now, we do every single day. That's not 2 hours long, but it's every day.
That's right.
And so all these conversations that we're having, we're going to be having over on that channel as well. We're also going to release this live stream on the podcast, so you'll be able to listen to it in its entirety. If there's someone that you shared it with that didn't get a chance to listen, they can listen to it on the podcast as well.
That's right. And if you live nearby, if you're local to the area, this great content can be available to you each weekend. I mean, we have service times here at Clearview Saturday night at 6:30, Sunday morning at 8:30 and 11 o'clock, with Sunday school at 9:45. Ministries for all ages. We would love to see you and your family. If you don't have a church home, come worship with us at Clearview Church, even this weekend.
That's right. Thanks again to LeBlue Ultra Pure Water and to Mighty Muscadine for sponsoring tonight's live stream. And don't forget, you can support us financially by subscribing to the show. And you can support us by subscribing to the show on iTunes if you want to re-listen, and you can always support us financially at clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. Make sure you pick up a copy of Dr. Shaw and Nicole's book, 30 Days of Praying for America.
Here you go, right here.
It is critically important for our nation. It's important for your understanding of American history, and it will bless you and bless others. So make sure you pick up a copy. It's available on Amazon. You can get it by ordering off of our Clearview store, clearviewbc.org/store. You can order it online. Why don't you go ahead and pick up the whole
this
box?
This feels kind of good to hold it like this.
Go pick up the whole box.
So we said this earlier. I just wanted to show y'all one line when I told you this is part of a series. This is also 30 Days to a New Beginning by Dr. Shaw and his wife, and 30 Days Through a Crisis. We went in reverse order. Crisis first, New Beginning second, and then One Nation, Praying for America.
That's right.
There's a fourth one in the works. We'll be talking about that a little bit more later.
That's right. Dr. Shaw,
anything you want to say before we hop off the live stream?
Pray.
Amen.
Don't just walk away from this. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Oh, what needless pain we bear.
That's right.
All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. I didn't write that. I wish I did.
I was going to say I would slap a copyright
to Dr. Abadan.
Slap a copyright on that in a heartbeat. So much wisdom there.
So good. Thank you guys so much for joining us for the live stream. Make sure you join us every day, Monday through Friday, for lots of great content coming your way. We love you guys. We'll see you Monday on Clearview Today.